yours. Tomorrow's news, today.
This is a live shot of his office in Washington, D.C., and we're looking right now, per our colleagues from Fox Digital on the scene, a couple of FBI agents loading some stuff into cars and leaving the scene. So clearly not as big of a presence at his Bethesda home, but notable that he was spotted at his office earlier today. We're told, I want to be very clear, that he's not facing any charges at this moment. He is not in custody. He is not under arrest at this moment. So we've reached out to his attorney. We're reaching out to Ambassador Bolton himself.
When I hired him, he served a good purpose because, as you know, he was one of the people that forced Bush to do the ridiculous bombings in the Middle East. Bolton, he wants to always kill people, and he's very bad at what he does. But he worked out great for me because every time he doesn't talk, he's like a very quiet person. Except on television, if he could say something bad about Trump, he'll always do that. But he really doesn't talk. He's quiet. And I'd walk into a room with him with a foreign country, and the foreign country would give me everything because they said, oh, no, they're going to get blown up because John Bolton's there. He's a not a smart guy, but he could be a very unpatriotic guy. I mean, we're going to find out. I know nothing about it. I just saw it this morning. They did a raid.
Do you expect the DOJ to brief you on this?
They'll brief me. Probably today sometime.
And poor minister.
I don't want to. I tell Pam and I tell the group. I don't want to know about it. Just you have to do what you have to do. I don't want to know about it. It's not necessary. I could know about it. I could be the one starting it. I'm actually the chief law enforcement officer. But I feel that it's better this way.
Poor minister.
All right. You know, I'm known for being about 98% accurate. And I've been telling you for over 4 months that they have every intention of indicting Comer, Clapper, Brennan, Bolton. In fact, in the last month, I said, look for Bolton to be indicted very soon. Now, they've just got the grand juries going. It could take 3 to 6 months. But this is open and shut. And I know why they raided him. That's how I told you a month ago, specifically what it was going to be. They released the documents from the Office of National Intelligence that he hid the reports from the CIA going back to 2017 that they knew Trump was completely innocent. And that the FBI and CIA had run a dragnet against his entire operation during the campaign and could not get one person to take money from who they thought were Russians. Now, of course, the Democrats, my God, they'll take money from anybody. They're almost all on the Russian or Chinese or both payroll. They're mainly on Microsoft and, you know, Bill Gates and BlackRock payroll. That's the real big intelligence agency coming after everybody. We got an expert on that. Big moves against BlackRock, State Street, and that same conglomerate around the world, right out of Texas, is the main fight. That's fourth hour today. Roger Stone on the inside baseball on Bolton. Bottom of the hour. Constitutional lawyer, former political prisoner. He knows about the police state. Stuart Rhodes is going to look at the claims that Trump's setting up martial law and why. I've now seen CNN, the Young Turks, MSNBC, CNBC. Alex Jones was right. The police state's here. But why is he now for it? Right. Right. Jones loves the police state. He loves Bolton getting raided. Yeah, I love real dyed-in-the-wool criminals getting arrested. Yeah. Not Trump for claiming Mar-a-Lago was worth $200 million. It's worth $1 billion. All right, it's all coming up. Stay with us and share the live feed now.
Well, I'm a tinfoil hat wearing meat-eating son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free one, looking for a little fun.
The official
special Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. 100% lifetime guarantee. High quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet. 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things. Not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There's an old internet saying, nobody knows who said it first. I haven't seen it for 30 years. And in internet years, that's a billion years. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. Or said the other way, if the situation was hopeless, the propaganda would not be necessary. I've not been risking my life and my family's life and my crew's life if I didn't think there was a really good shot at beating these people from studying history and the current lay of the land. And I got my nose in the books and out on the street and my ears to the ground and my eyes to the horizon and down at my feet. So I told you 4 months ago, and I've told you every day since, and I've never actually gotten mad at the crew because I hire them because I respect them and they're smart and I want to be debated with. It's not a cult, but I've gotten irritated with Owen, which he's been a political prisoner. I know why he's pissed. I'm not mad at him. When I'm telling him, like, hey, you know, I'm talking to the task force leaders. They've been told to indict. they're really doing it. He's like, oh, I'm never going to happen. I'm not going to even talk about it until it happens. Okay. I'm the guy that got attacked so much in the first Trump administration for saying you're not going to have any indictments because I knew they had soft people in there, and that's being kind. Like Senator Sessions and then Bill Barr. Bill Barr, bad guy. And I said, it's not going to happen. Stop saying it's going to happen. Instead, we had a whole bunch of indictments of Republican Congress people in like California and places where they couldn't beat them because they were so popular. You can only bake in so much fraud. So if Republicans get 80% of the vote, well, we just got to put them in jail. And we had a couple of Republicans that were popular and died in California alone, happened all over the country. Trump did not control the Justice Department. Now, he's kind of got control of it now, like he's riding a Bronco, trying to get that 8 seconds on that bull or on that horse. So, on that Bronco. So, yeah, we got stuck in the mud 8 years ago. And we got some good things, like a better Supreme Court, and you know, a lot of that's paying off now. But the wins we've had in just 7 months, 200-something days, I'll put that on screen how many days we're in, is already way more than we got in the first Trump administration in 4 years, as we enter the 214th day. So, Bolton, John Bolton, the lookalike from the Monopoly Man, the guy with the dust broom mustache, the neocon, sniveling, lying war criminal that Trump was uninformed enough, and he's admitted this, to make his next national security advisor after the deep state took out General Flynn. So you got the idyllic American true badass war hero, smart, selfless patriot in Flynn, because I know behind the scenes how much work that guy does 18 hours a day, versus a sniveling, lying coward, war criminal. And they released the documents a month ago that Bolton had the CIA briefings, that Trump was totally innocent, and that none of his entire entourage or campaign crew or new White House crew had anything to do with the Russians. And in fact, they tried to set him up, claiming they were Russians. They tried to set me up. The CIA and the DOJ in 2017, claiming that, oh, the Internet Research Group, Russians, wants to give you $3 million. Here's the money. Here's the contract. It's free. Just put it in your trust. Just sign right here. And I go, you think I don't know what you're doing? Went right to the FBI. You go right to them. Yeah, right back to them to say, don't do this. I told them their face. Do stop it. I know you're not doing it. You go tell your bosses, knock it off. Here's the report from my lawyer. So they did it a whole bunch of other times too. And so we recorded their asses then and took it into the FBI. And I've been asked not to talk about it because there's an investigation. I'll just stop right there. So I know about it because I experienced it. I mean, if I didn't take money from the globalists all the times they offered it to me, $50 million here, $20 million there a year, I'm sure as hell not taking it from the Ruskies. What's old Blue Eyes say? Frank Sinatra, I did it my way. That's what it's all about, integrity and independence. It's not even hard to have integrity when you have it. You just have it. It's not even a discussion or a debate. You can put a gun to my head to sell out my country or the truth, and I'll tell you, pull the trigger. This man ain't for sale. So, I told you a month ago, in fact, have the archivist find it. It's not hard to know. I'd already said it a year ago that they were going to move against him, that Bolton was one of the main kingpins, so was Bill Barr, working with the deep state at the highest levels, and that Bolton was taking home highly classified, above top secret, Q-level information. And that doesn't mean the made-up schizophrenic Q thing. It's been called that since 47, the highest level of security. That's why in the James Bond movies, you know, the guy that in the weapon shop's called Q. So, again, going back here. I told you he held back that intelligence and they released it a month ago. And I said, he's going to get indicted for sure because that's espionage. Even if you're not working for a foreign group, you're working for your own corporate group and you're working with others. That's a conspiracy. There's no statute of limitations on that. He's also testified that he didn't know anything about it. And so Jack Smith, John Bolton, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Hillary are all in the gun sights politically. And when they're done indicting their asses, they're going to have an impeachment if the Republicans keep control of the Congress at the upcoming midterms in a year and a half. And they are going to strip Obama and Biden, who will probably be dead by then, of the presidency and the presidential immunity, and they're going to indict their asses. Now, that's the plan. Now, I'm told information because they want me to tell you. So, this comes directly from the top. Not out of some imaginary 4chan posting, okay? So, I've explained this to you, and the reason I keep hammering this is Trump knows they're going to the jugular. The bad guys know we're going to their jugular. And that makes the left openly call for insurrection and race war as a smokescreen to bring down the country. And I played a bunch of clips of that yesterday. And again, the average Hispanic American, the average black American has not involved in this. The average white American is not involved in this, but they've got all their little extremist groups because they've let it slip. And we've seen the training and the information. Pelosi and Maxine Waters, they're training Trump killers in the forest. They're going to come kill us. And that's because they are. They got white supremacists and black supremacists and other brainwashed groups as just the front groups for terror attacks. And they're going to try to cause a race war. I mean, you all saw a bunch of the country burn down over George Floyd. And we got Podesta saying they're going to use a race war to trigger the fall of the country if Trump got back in. So I keep going back to that. So just because they got grand juries now set up, and just because they got the evidence, doesn't mean they may not be able to threaten the grand juries not to do it, or doesn't mean they might not threaten the prosecutors. There's a lot of weight still of the deep state there. Remember, they've caught the CIA and others spying on the heads of the Senate Intelligence Committee and Armed Services Committee and on their wives and husbands and threatening them and stuff. I mean, this has happened over and over again, and nobody gets in trouble. Because people are scared. Well, at a certain point, you got to be more concerned about being a slave and stop being scared. So they just found the video. Put it back on screen, please. A month before the Bolton raid, Jones said major action is coming. I know I specifically said he'll be one of the first to be indicted. And at the state level, Letitia James and Fannie Willis. I don't know if that's the exact clip, but we'll see. The point is that this isn't even a secret, though. You have the different strike forces. There's two you know about. I'm told there's at least five others that have been formed. And they're not just FBI. It's all the agencies. And they're making their move. Because we have to. This isn't like made up stuff against me or Stuart Rhodes or Owen Schroyer or Roger Stone with, you know, 25 or whatever it was, armed men with M4 full autos pointed at Roger and his wife who had cancer at the time and their dog. Their little lap dog. Roger's, you know, up at 4 a.m. in his shorts, and they come in the house and, you know, do all this and then try to take the surveillance cameras, but are too incompetent to even figure out how to do that. And it's all a big show. Oh, Roger, he's a really hardened, vicious killer with the lap dog. So, I mean, at worst, you'd give him some coffee or maybe martini. That's about all. And the dog would come up and lick you. But, you know, we got a dangerous guy. He's known for this, you know. So you'd notice that didn't happen at Bolton's house or Bolton's office, though, because now they're being more professional. They just went to get all the goodies that I guarantee you, Bolton's so arrogant, they just found a treasure trove of illegal national intelligence that he's been known to be passing around and trading and selling around the world. So Bolton is the ultimate rat, the ultimate backstabber, the most dishonorable piece of filth you can imagine. The man is a joke. And this goes into the Mar-a-Lago raid in August of 2022 and Jack Smith, and there's all this stuff happened recently. There's no statute of limitations that's been expired. And they are in deep crap. So, remember, I'm the guy that said I'm sick of 2 weeks till indictments, secret grand juries. All of that was made up. I was correct. Total shut off of intel to Trump from the DOJ before. Total shut off of intel to people like me. I can pick the phone up and talk right to the top in an hour. That's the difference in this administration. So, believe it. The indictments are coming. Because if Kash Patel and these people do not get the intel that's all over the place. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Trump's going to replace him. And that's why the AG of Missouri's been brought in. And now Patel knows it's not to replace Bongino. He wants to quit and wanted to leave. So he's decided to stay until they can do this. But the AG's been brought in from Missouri because he's got the big elephant testicles And he's an attack dog of the truth. Only other person you get as good is Ken Paxton. I mean, that's who I said should be the FBI director, was either the Missouri or the Texas AG. So, I mean, we're getting the pick of the litter right now. They're not sending in Ed Martin and all these people to play patty cake, I can assure you. So, again, the big question, what's the deep state going to do now? Well, they said they would try to launch what you saw in their Hollywood production they released last year, Civil War, which is the actual Podesta plan. Western and blue states secede, they form an army, they march on D.C., they kill Trump in the White House. And you're like, well, we'll never get away with that. Well, I mean, I've known about it since Podesta put out the public plan in 2020. And then he said, we're relaunching it last year. So, you know Trump knows, you know General Flynn knows, you know Tom Homan knows, you know Kristi Noem knows, you know Eric Prince knows, who's up there advising, you know they know. So, yeah, they're not just putting troops on the streets to make crime drop 95% in D.C. like it just did in the last 2 weeks. No, they're doing it not because they want a police state, not because they want martial law. The official Democrat plan is to trigger a civil war, civil unrest as the cover for their chaos to bring the country down. And that is sedition. That is criminal communist attempted overthrow. That is backed by the communist Chinese, which stay behind networks with the CIA, the same ones that stole the 2020 election, now declassified. And so Trump would be aiding and abetting treason and his own destruction if he did not do what he's done. In fact, I've said he should have a national address and talk about the Podesta Democrat plan and how they're trying to implement it and square shoot people. And I know they've discussed doing it, but they believe it'll crash the stock market. I don't think so. I think once these people are called squarely out, because they do such extreme stuff, thinking, well, they'll never address this because it sounds so nuts, then it'll create so much confidence and make the deep state minions that are starting to turn all the time over to our side blow the whistle even harder. Because let me tell you something. The DOJ is a steady cavalcade waiting room of people coming in and spilling their guts. Oh, we stole billions here, we stole billions there, and now I hear they want to do this, and I just want to turn state evidence, and I just want them there. And they're like, absolutely, you just give us all that information, and you're not going to get prosecuted. Thank you, thank you. The problem is there's so much. Because it's all got to be processed. I mean, you know, Ed Martin got 860-something employees and $1 billion. And then he had, you know, bureaucracies and judges trying to block what he's doing, and he's got to vet them and lie detector test them all, and now they're, and now it's rolling. The train starts going slow at first. And it's, so, and it's starting to go, and then, ha, 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 black smoke shooting out the top. Ha, 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 I got red eyes up there driving the train. Ha, ha, yeah, I'm coming for you. Woo! And you're right up there with me driving that train, shoveling that coal in that furnace, getting that boiler up at high power. Train's going about 5 miles an hour. Here in just a few, it's going to be going about 120. So, the wheels have been set in motion. It's inexorable. Just because you've lived in the past, and I have too, and it was a one-party state, and they all scratch each other's backs, we're not in that place anymore. We're not in little cupcake land for the corrupt. Not here, not anywhere in the world. The time of great change is here. The day of doom for the globalists has come. Putin just told NATO that wants to come in with its peacekeeping force, and Putin just said, nope to any of your deals. We're keeping Donbass. We're keeping Crimea. We always told you that. You're not going to put any of your weapons here, any of your missiles on the border. And if NATO or any international force comes in, we're going to attack you. And people go, oh, well, we better just go to war with them. Okay, nuclear war. And the Russians are like, all right, let's go. Medvedev's like, fine, let's have a nuclear war. Trump's like, how dare you say that? We might just start bombing you inside Russia. It's all this brinksmanship stuff that we can't do anymore. So I look to who started the war in Russia, Soros and the globalists, and that's who's wrong. Doesn't mean the Russians don't have warts on their ass either. But the point is that we are in dangerous territory. And so the veneer of civilization is burning off, and now we're getting down to brass tacks and time to put on the big boy pants. So to all our arrogant enemies that thought they were part of the power structure and thought their reign of terror would just continue on forever, just keep being delusional. That's a good weakness of yours. Just keep being confident that it's all the way it was before and just going to go on and on and on and on and on and on. You notice they're turning off all the big corporate media right now because nobody watches it and nobody buys it, and propping it up is pointless. Most people in the establishment have already run up the white flag. The problem is Trump's still made up of people from the establishment, so even though we must course correct, a lot of them are just such cowards, they all just still kind of scurry around and figure out how they can advance themselves individually. When you're not going to have a damn planet to be advanced in, dumbasses, if you don't worry about the big picture. You claim you want to be an aristocracy that wants to dumb people down and depopulate it? That wants to rule a bunch of poisoned retards? That doesn't sound very aristocratic to me. A real aristocrat wants to build up the whole society. You're the opposite of aristocrats. Larry Fink and people like that. Sociopathic scum that if they were really sophisticated would realize you need prosperity and due process and freedom to be rich and powerful and successful and have a civilization to be powerful in. But your instinct for domination that got you where you are, you don't know how to stop even though you're in charge. And you're not smart enough to study what happens when you think you cut off the resources and we all kill each other and you manage it. No, we know you did it and you're the villain and the most hated people, Bill Gates and Larry Fink. And so now you still want to keep your operations going, though covert, when all you're doing is burning down the house that we're all in together. You satanic dumbasses. You fucking morons. You think you can screw everybody and it ain't going to blow back on you? That is 101 of history, that every tyrant and every control freak that comes along always makes that miscalculation. And every time you get destroyed along with almost everybody else, you dumbass, you demons, you morons. If you're so powerful, why don't you empower us? Because you're not powerful. And you look at powerful people and powerful culture and powerful civilization, and you're threatened by it because you are weak. And you will be destroyed out of necessity. The time for games is over. The time for war is here. Stay with me. More on the incoming mass indictments of the deep state straight ahead. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? cannabis. I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you. How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Joining us live, you see the great American patriot, former political prisoner there on screen. We're going to talk about the Bolton raid on his office and home and what that portends. And one of my sources in the last few months is Roger. Roger didn't think there'd be any indictments the first administration. A couple months ago, he says, nope, my intel is they're going for it. Well, I've got that right from the top. I mean, not the president, but the top. I'll stop there. A very high-level DOJ. And you see all the action. You see the grand juries. You see the fear in the globalist eyes. And this is cut and dry stuff. And they're not just going to look back at the 2016 and 2017 across for a hurricane that targeted Flynn and Roger and myself and Trump and everybody else. It's been ongoing on the Mar-a-Lago raid, all of it, and we have them. So we're going to Roger here in just a moment with that and more. But first, Bigley's our great sponsor. They own the AlexJonesStore.com, the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it. The methylene blue, the Shilajit, big sales going right now. But for 1 week only, this only happens every 2 months, for 2 weeks. It's actually every 4 months does it do the alignment, because each giveaway is 2 months. Every person buying anything at the AlexJonesStore.com, ultramethylene blue, a t-shirt, a ball cap, any of it, gets put in 50 times into the sweepstakes lottery from this Friday to next Friday to win the super amazing Gladiator Jeep. And I mean, this, I've been driving this some. It is badass. And $20,000 cash prize as well. And this Jeep is a $70,000+ value. And people love it. I love every few months when the winners come in, like we had a lady in last week, getting to meet them. It's just what amazing folks. But when people win, they get the call. They don't believe it. So again, it's fun. It's you know, all these great American products. But here's the other part of the sale. Everything in the store is additional 25% off on top of the sales that are already there. And listen, we can't do these 50% off sales very often anymore because there's just not even that much markup. 25% is a massive discount, but we need funds to operate in our legal battles and all the rest of it. So you've got, starting today, Friday, August 22nd, 2025, 7 days to be able to get 50 entries to win in the lottery. That only happens the first few days of the event and then the last week. And I forgot what the crossover is. There's only this short period when we're doing these offers where you can be put in to win both, because I hadn't announced that. Next Friday, 7 days from now, it closes out on the amazing Jeep, supercharged, winch, just fully loaded, totally badass. I mean, this is amazing. It's hard to let it go. And you get put in for this 1 week only with 50 time entries in both the new C8 Corvette Stingray with 6.2 V8 engine, rockets from 60 miles an hour in 2.9 seconds, and features a Bose 14-speaker system. It just goes on and on. And listen, yeah, that looks like the ultimate midlife crisis car. And in fact, it makes me want to have one. It is awesome. Also be a great car for a sexy lady out there. Or you can just get the car like some winners do and then just sell it. So you can get both the Corvette and the Jeep Gladiator. This week's the only week because the sweepstakes ends next week for the Gladiator. But during this week, you get put in on the front end, 50 time entries on the Corvette. So this is the time to go there and get a ball cap, get a Gulf of America t-shirt, get some of the ultramethylene blue, and get an additional 25% off, and get put in to win both of these amazing Americana vehicles at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you so much. All right. I got up at 5 a.m. this morning, and it was just breaking that there was a raid at John Bolton's house and at his offices in Maryland. In Bethesda. And boy, he celebrated the raid on Roger Stone. Boy, he celebrated the Mar-a-Lago raid in August 2022 on Trump. Boy, he said Trump was a criminal and couldn't have secret documents. We're writing the Constitution. He's the only person that can have any documents he wants. Just like these judges say he's a tyrant for deporting people, and he keeps winning at the appeals courts because it's cut and dry. They just think you're stupid. But he's not allowed to have classified stuff. And I said a month ago when Tulsi Gabbard released the documents, I said, you watch, he's going to get indicted. He held back intelligence, that's treason and espionage for his corporate group, that Trump was totally innocent of Russiagate because he was involved in it and hid it, quote, in his safe. So this is amazing, and it ties into all the grand juries being set up and the Russiagate weaponization investigations and Ed Martin and everything else that's happening. FBI searches home and offices of ex-Trump national security advisor Bolton. Bolton's home and offices raided by federal agents. Now, they didn't send 25 of them and point machine guns in his face like Roger for no reason. But he does have a deadly lapdog. FBI Cash Patel posts cryptic message amid John Bolton raid. No one's above the law. Trump says he didn't know about it, but he deserves it. No kidding. It's happening, folks. We are not 8 years ago. Of course, we have Bolton, who was so pleased about the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Let's play that clip and then go to the great Roger Stone. Here is John Bolton a few years ago, very happy about what happened to Trump. And now I'm hearing, we're for a police state. I'm for a police state, MSNBC saying, because I'm saying arrest them all. No, we have real crimes. real crimes against America, trying to overthrow elections, working with China with fake mail-in ballots. I mean, we have real meat and potatoes, and America wants this. I have people confront me at the grocery store and at Barton Springs on the hike and bike trail and at church. Hey, when is the indictment? Like, I did it. When are the indictments? When are the indictments? We've got the town people with the pitchforks up at Dr. Frankenstein's castle, baby. And I'm like, hey, I'm with you. I'm with the townspeople. Don't poke me with the pitchfork. So it's going down like Donkey Kong. Here's a clip of Bolton. We'll go right to Roger Stone of StoneZone.com.
Any given moment. But I don't think he cared about the classification system. I don't think he appreciated the sensitivity of this information. And he didn't appreciate the sensitivity of how it was often acquired, the so-called sources and methods. So this had been briefed to him before I arrived. It was repeated frequently. I think it simply had no impact on him whatever.
There's a couple of different ways that people think about this, and people who are not friendly to the president who think about what's happened here. And one of them is, you know, Donald Trump, master thief, you know, criminal, running some kind of elaborate conspiracy to bring things out of the White House and keep them secret, for potentially for political or financial gain. There are other people who add its attitude is Trump is chaotic, he's careless, he's not that smart. He took these things almost by mistake, and now he's basically stamping his feet and saying, they're mine, I don't want to give them up. Give me a sense of where you think the truth lies with respect to Trump's intelligence, carelessness, and the degree to which he might have brought motive to bear on taking these documents out of the White House and keeping them for this long at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, I it's very hard to speculate on motive other than that he liked cool things, he saw things that so he wanted to take them, and he was pretty much able to take them, and not just on classified information matters, on all kinds of things that crossed his desk. Some days he liked to eat a lot of French fries, some days he took classified documents. He wanted them. Why did he want them? Because he could get them.
Right.
So let's stop there and go to Roger. But that is a master class in a minute and a half clip of gaslighting bullshit. He, under the Constitution, he could declassify or keep anything he wanted. Biden couldn't. He was never the president before when he took them and, you know, and stored them, you know, in his garage and got caught doing it, but didn't get in trouble. And so they spin it like, oh, was it careless that he's, you know, stole this, or did he mean to steal it? When they give you a false dichotomy there, when it's all a lie, Trump said to the National Archives, they're mine, and had his lawyers explain it to him. He didn't run off and steal stuff, Roger, and we now know it's stuff that implicated them, that he was smart to keep. Roger Stone, explain this to people.
Yeah, it's really very simple, Alex. Under the Presidential Records Act, the President of the United States, current or former, has an absolute right to hold on to any document he wishes. So the whole idea that Trump had grabbed classified documents in violation of the law was bogus. Now, they were desperate to get those documents back. We now know why. They never dreamed that Tulsi Gabbard would ultimately declassify those very documents, proving that there was a seditious conspiracy that involved Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Susan Rice, FBI Director James Comey, CIA Director John Brennan, really the ringleader, Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe, Special Counsel Robert Mueller, and his lapdog henchman Andrew Weissman. These people are busted. But that's why they were going into Mar-a-Lago. Look, I see that.
By the way, you were the first to say that in 2022, and you've been right almost every time, so can't remember when you were wrong. I didn't doubt you, but I thought, wow, I didn't really make the connection that, oh, they want secret documents that expose them. Continue.
Yeah, John, I noticed, Alex, that John Bolton just put out a formal statement saying that he did not appropriate his mustache from one of the village people. And that was not what they looking for, the stolen mustache. No, in a serious note here, what goes around comes around. And it's very clear. Kash Patel is a very serious guy, and he doesn't act without serious thought. And I'm sure that he has probable cause to raid both Bolton's home and his office looking for classified documents, which Bolton, in violation of the law, held on to. Now, I am a little disappointed that the InfoWars camera crew was not tipped off so they could be inches away from the door of Bolton's home when his place was raided. But I think this is the beginning And what you said earlier, Alex, is absolutely true. This is a seditious conspiracy to engage in treason that didn't end in 2016 or 2017, but continued through the 2020 election, where very clearly Tulsi Gabbard has signaled that she will be declassifying documents to demonstrate that there were planned irregularities, a planned misconduct in those elections, continues into 2024, manifesting itself in the raid in Mar-a-Lago. Here's why this is important news. It means that the perps that I just named, the Obama gang, can stand trial in South Florida, not Washington, D.C., where every judge is rigged and every jury is rigged, and where there will never be a fair trial one way or another.
Well, I'm told that's where the main grand jury that they admit they've been paneled is. They're going to be announcing it soon, but I'm told there's at least 10 others by high-level sources. Roger, big picture. We were talking 2 months ago, and you said, for the first time from my intel, I do believe they're going for the indictments. Can you elaborate on that and where you think we are now? Because from my information, it's going down. It'll take some time with these grand juries, but they have such hardcore evidence. Unless the grand juries get tampered with, I think we're going to see indictments within 5 months.
Well, I have direct confirmation from a current member of the cabinet that a special counsel has been designated, and that grand juries in at least three cities, one in South Florida, one in New York City, and one in Washington, D.C., have begun hearing testimony against those individuals. But let me make some other suggestions. I believe that if the FBI will investigate, I think they have investigated, they will learn that Senator Richard Blumenthal, you know, the great Vietnam War hero, that Richard Blumenthal, Senator Lindsey Graham, and Susan Rice, the former National Security Advisor, all met with Volodymyr Zelensky prior to his meeting with Donald Trump and urged Zelensky not to take any peace deal put forward by the president. That is a flagrant violation of the Logan Act. You might remember that Joe Biden wanted to charge General Flynn with violating the Logan Act when there was no violation. So I think you may see upcoming raids at the homes of those places. This is a very key point. U.S. senators, whether it's Adam Schiff or whether it's Lindsey Graham, they are not immune from criminal prosecution. They're not immune from being investigated.
Let's use a gross term. The cherry got popped when they indicted Trump with a bunch of made-up crap. So we're in another ballgame now.
I think that's one way to put it. The other way I would put it is to say that back when it was announced that the Trump Justice Department was looking at members of Congress for the crime of leaking classified information, if you go back and do a media search, the outrage from Adam Schiff and his sidekick, Eric Swallowswell, the outrage that members of Congress are being spied on. The truth is, the Trump Justice Department looked at as many Republicans as they did Democrats to find the source of the leaks of these classified documents. And the Biden Department Inspector General, not a Trump appointee, a Biden appointee, found in their December 2024 report that Schiff and Swalwell had openly discussed in a staff meeting their intention to leak classified documents, which subsequently showed up in the New York Times and the Washington Post. This is a felony far more serious than the bogus crime that I was charged with, lying to Congress under oath in my voluntary testimony.
Well, it really is espionage. We think of that as
that never actually happened.
We think of that as Russia or China. No, we have the Democrat Party operating as a foreign power against us, as White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller said last week. So Roger, big picture here. I know you've got a lot of sources. You don't want to give the specifics. Same thing here. But here's an example. I've been told by multiple high-level Justice Department folks 4 months ago, 2 months ago, and then recently, I'll leave it at that, that they're like drinking out of a fire hose here. Their offices are full of whistleblowers, not just on the pardons. We're talking senior people out of the White House, on top of what we know about, that they are being flooded with whistleblowers. So the Democrats in the deep state, their minions are cutting and running right now. Roger, this is turning into a rout. What do they know that the public doesn't know? Well, I'll tell you this. The FBI's been visiting a lot of people the last few months. A lot of quiet subpoenas have gone out. And this is, you know, notice how Trump didn't have any leaks about the Russia thing up in up in Alaska. Trump is doing a 180 job on containment of what he's really up to. That's really scaring him.
Yeah, no, look, you have a White House operation run by Susie Wiles that does not leak. There have been no leaks, about the peace efforts by President Trump, no leaks about the Russia investigation. That is a marked difference from the term of 2016, when people like General John Kelly and H.R. McMaster and Steve Bannon, in all honesty, leaked relentlessly trying to make themselves look good. This White House operates without leaks. And I do think a day of reckoning is coming for at least Joe Biden, Susan Rice, FBI Director Comey for sure, John Brennan. My sources tell me that Brennan has fled the country, that he is seeking an Irish passport. I doubt that there's any country he can go to that doesn't have an extradition treaty where he'd be willing to live.
Roger, you don't just say stuff, so that's breaking exclusive. I was told grand juries and just one place, but said they're being set up other places. You just named three places are set up. You put that in the bank. And that Brennan has fled the country. Elaborate on that.
I'm told that he was at least in Austria. I also believe he went to Ireland. He may be in Ireland now. If I'm wrong, by the way, all he has to do is show himself. I mean, tell us where you are. Hold a press conference, John. I dare you. If you notice, I think they've given him like a mock MSNBC background so it can look like he's in the studio. And MSNBC, they're changing their name, by the way, to MS Now, as if that's going to fool anybody. I don't get my news from MSNBC for the same reason I don't drink out of the toilet. They're just as non-credible as they were.
You know what it stands for? More shit now. Right.
Well, that may be. John Heilman, by the way, who you showed in that clip, literally the lowest life form known to man. This is a guy who showed up at my trial knowing that I was gagged by a federal judge just to taunt me, to try to get me to break the gag order, calling me every name in the book. Literally the single worst piece of human garbage I've ever met. Not a journalist, a punk. He probably outweighs me by 100 pounds, but in all honesty, all it would take is one shot. This guy is one of the great jerk-offs of all time. And there you see he and John Bolton celebrating the violation of the president's rights at Mar-a-Lago. So, look, I know how it feels. Just as the FBI rifled through Melania's underwear drawers, they went through my wife's underwear drawers. It is a horrific feeling of violation. I would point out to you, by the way, that nothing they removed from my home, nothing, was used as evidence in their phony trial against me.
Because there was nothing there that made you look mad, just like in my phony show trials. So, Roger, Trump is set to make some announcement. They're not saying what it is. They've really been hyping it. Do you have any idea what it is?
I must tell you, I do not, because, again, this White House does not leak. But I'll tell you one very significant development here that people don't fully appreciate. The director of the Federal Housing and Finance Agency has sent a letter of referral to the Department of Justice indicating that one of the current Federal Reserve governors, Lisa Cook, is guilty of mortgage fraud. She claimed that her home outside Ann Arbor, Michigan, was her principal residence. And then just 2 weeks later, Alex, she claimed that her home outside of Atlanta was her principal legal residence. Now, that gave her a tax break in both states that she was not entitled to and allowed her to get a lower mortgage rate and a lower insurance rate. But here's why this is really important. Because Trump now has, in my opinion, the authority to fire her for cause, that would change the vote on the Federal Reserve from 5-4 against an interest rate cut to 5-4 in favor of an interest rate cut. And a cut in interest rates right now, which is fully justified by the inflation rate and the unemployment rate.
Will ensure the recovery, and they're trying to kill it. Well, now Powell says he may cut interest rates. So no president, Kennedy tried, they killed him. No president has ever, in the 112-year history of the Federal Reserve, private Federal Reserve, has ever brought them to heel. He is very close. And again, I love how they tried to put him in prison for mortgage fraud with no evidence. But with them, whether it's you know, Letitia James or Cook. It's cut and dry. I love seeing the pit they dug for us being prepared for them.
Yeah, it is terrific to know that the deadly snare laid by Robert Mueller and Adam Schiff for me, they're now stepping into themselves. And it's interesting to see editorials at Politico and the Wall Street Journal criticizing Bill Pulte, the head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, for merely insisting that the law on mortgages be followed, that we eliminate mortgage fraud. These people had no problem whatsoever when the Justice Department was weaponized against Donald Trump and me and you and General Flynn and Paul Manafort and others. They had no editorials about that. But now that Bill Pulte is merely trying to enforce the law when it comes to mortgages, well, he's some kind of villain. I think he's a hero. I think whether it is the fact that he's exposed Adam Schiff or Letitia James or now Lisa Cook at the Federal Reserve, it shows that there is one standard that these people who previously were above the law are no longer above the law.
Well, to quote John Rambo in First Blood, they do First Blood, and they're actually crooks, and we're not. I mean, here's just an example to put myself in the story. It's an example. I'm sitting there in my last deposition of dozens and dozens over the years, and the Democrat Party lawyers, you know, the Paul Weiss law firm, all of them, right there in the conference room, you've been there many times, they go, what about this $3 million we just caught you hiding? And I went, I don't know about that. And they go, under penalty of perjury? And they had a Justice Department representative there as well. They can, you know, do that if they want. And I went, no, I'm not hiding $3 million. And then later we get the account. It was made up. Like, imagine how unethical it is. For people that don't know, you get disbarred for that. Literally making up gotcha moments with a camera on me. We just found the $3 million you've got. I'm like, I don't know about $3 million. What are you talking about? Really, Mr. Jones? Are you sure? So with all, remember they did that to you. Oh, we caught Roger in hiding money in his mortgage. He's going to go. It was all lies. A, we're not crooks. Yep. B, we're under damn magnifying glasses. I mean, I don't even touch my money. I have multiple accounting firms do it because I know they've been gunning for me. I mean, the idea, we're Boy Scouts compared to these people. And they want to, and now they're all whining. Screw them.
I think my favorite moment, Alex, in your ordeal is when they asked you condescendingly, okay, so tell us about these so-called global child sex trafficking rings. And you said, oh, you mean like the one run by Jeffrey Epstein? To me, that is one of the classic moments in American history.
Roger, you probably got to go, but Trump's about to make this big announcement, but I want to do 5 more minutes with you on just other 35,000 foot views. Stay there. Back in 2 minutes. StoneZone.com. Whatever you do, listeners, share the live feed now at Relaunch Jones on X at Infowars.com/show and on Rumble. The great Roger Stone straight ahead.
Hey, Chase. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione. And just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Since Trump put troops on the streets, they lied and said they're armed. No, they said we have guns at our armory like we always do. Clearly, this is the Podesta plan to destabilize, and then if Trump does something about it, with the defunding of the police and all the rest of it, call him a dictator, just like they blocked Pelosi and the mayor, Bowser, the 10,000 National Guard he wanted for Jan 6. Now Pelosi caught on her own daughter's documentary, admitting they knew it was coming. Just incredible, Roger. So one of the final aces in the hole, I know, as we talked during the break, you agree, is them trying to cause civil unrest. What's the latest on the Democrat Party Soros rent-a-mobs who've had most of their money cut off via Doge?
Alex, it's interesting because they're doing it both on the streets, but also doing it in elections. Shocking new series shows that the rise of the Ayatollah Zoram Mamdani, the jihadist, socialist, Marxist Democrat nominee for mayor of New York City, they would have us believe that this is some kind of people-fueled revolution, that it's a revolt against dark money and special interests. But Sam Antar, who's one of the most brilliant fraud investigators in the country, has figured out that this is entirely funded through a series of Soros-connected nonprofits acting illegally and using their money for political purposes. So this is completely funded by millionaires.
Oh, we did our own investigation. Thomas, one of our criminals, did. I covered it some, not enough. We have all the same network. It's all Soros.
Completely. There are. It's interesting because Mamdani gets thousands of hits on Instagram and on Facebook and so on, but nobody pushed the donate button on his website. Not a single person pushed the donate button. The whole thing is AstroTurf. The whole thing is agitprop, just like what's going on in Washington, D.C. All of these crowds of protesters you see yelling at Vice President J.D. Vance, they're all paid for. I think you go to thugsareus.com, I believe, is where you find them. It's a fraud. The people I know in D.C., the people who live in D.C., they're happy because they can now walk their dog. They can
There are spontaneous groups of black D.C.ers, real people out praising it.
Well, because their neighborhoods are safe now. They can go to the grocery store or they can walk their dog without fear of being hit in the head and robbed by some thug. So Donald Trump has acted here. One of the first responsibilities of the president of the United States is to maintain order. And he's doing that in the District of Columbia. And the people who actually live in the District of Columbia and aren't getting paid to go out and protest, I think are very happy about it.
In closing, I want to just put a book in on this, StoneZone.com. Roger, you told me off air 2 months ago, but you also said it on air, that no, now you believe the indictments are coming. That's the plan. We have the evidence. Now with these new moves on Bolton and others, can you give us your take or predictions on if and when we're going to see indictments?
You know, Alex, I'm not an attorney, and I must say this Justice Department doesn't leak. This FBI under Cash Patel does not leak. This White House staff does not leak. That's very different than what you saw under the Democrats, very different than what you saw under Trump 1, in which, unfortunately, there were a lot of quislings in the administration that didn't support the president or his agenda. That is not true here, and it is thanks, frankly, to the incredible courage and the meticulous nature of Tulsi Gabbard, in which she has declassified all of the proofs. So no, this is no longer conjecture or investigative journalism. These are cold, hard, demonstrated facts, and they cannot be disputed. She has uncovered the entire cabal, She's laid, done it with their own words, with their own documents. She is a national hero, in my
Absolutely.
opinion.
And I've been from really good FBI sources. They're actually saying Bondi is doing pretty good, too. All right. Thank you so much. StoneZone.com. Trump just went in the Oval Office. He's about to speak. Back in 60 seconds. Major announcement. It's actually begun. We'll back it up. Back in 60 seconds. Stay with us. Thank you, Roger. The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the lightest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we are now into hour number two, 12:06 Central Standard Time on this August 22nd, 2025 transmission. Now, I wanted to get a true victim of the police state on, and a former constitutional lawyer, he has a practice law now, founder of the Oath Keepers, good friend of mine, known him since he started Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, because MSNBC, CNN, or Alex Jones has come true, martial law, Trump. They're using my name to sell the credibility of that. I am a police state expert. I didn't, you know, write my PhD thesis at Yale on it like this guy, but the point is we'll be talking to Stuart Rhodes, who isn't just a constitutional lawyer, he's a victim of the police state. Is this really a police state? The John Bolton raid and more coming up. But right now, Trump just started speaking on some special announcement. We don't know what it is. Let's hear from the president.
Thank you very much. We have a very big announcement to make today. You all know Johnny. He came all the way from Italy, the beautiful country of Italy, to be with us. And he just got off the plane, and he's a hardworking guy, does a phenomenal job with FIFA. Nobody like him. I'm delighted to welcome FIFA President Gianni Infantino back to the White House for a major announcement about one of the most anticipated competitions in all of sports, the 2026, and this is a big deal, I'll tell you. I was so happy to get it, the 2026 FIFA World Cup. That's going to be the World Cup as we know it. It's the biggest, probably the biggest event in sports, I guess, Johnny, right?
Yeah.
On December 5th of this year, the 2026 FIFA World Cup draw will take place at the Kennedy Center. Some people refer to it as the Trump Kennedy Center, but we're not prepared to do that quite yet, maybe in a week or so. But right here in Washington, D.C., it's a tremendous honor to bring the global event and this incredible group of people and these unbelievable athletes, the best athletes in the world, to the cultural center of our nation's capital.
All right, let's stop there. Guys, monitor it when they take questions. I'm sure there'll be some good stuff. But this doesn't sound important to most people. I get it. Bringing these things here boosts the economy. It's all part of his ongoing program. And now they're putting in criminal referrals on one of the Fed board members. They're very close to taking over the Federal Reserve, which is a spectacular victory. If, you know, if they can't repeal it because of the votes in Congress, the Federal Reserve Act, then you can sure as hell squeeze the directors of it. And so Trump is hitting on all cylinders. Tulsi Gabbard just fired 40-plus percent of the Office of National Intelligence, a massive purge. I'm seeing a lot of good action. And so we just call balls and strikes here, but, you know, people that are not realizing Trump's gotten more done in the last 200-plus days than he got in 4 years. I'm worried about false flags right now. So constitutional lawyer, no longer practices, founder of the Oath Keepers, and former political prisoner released from prison by President Trump, are still working for the full pardon. Stuart Rhodes, who can speak specifically to the police state. But first, I'm not going to play the whole 8-minute report. There's a bunch of these. But this is Rachel Maddow when she's wearing male clothing. I'm sorry, that's Chris Hayes or whatever his name is. Look, Alex Jones predicted the FEMA camps and the martial law, and it's here. And I like Tim Dillon. He's been listening to me since he was 12 years old. And Tim's like, I don't know, I'm uncomfortable. This is what Alex Jones, you know, I grew up him warning me about. I need to see what Alex thinks. Well, I'll tell you what I know. And I'll give you the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we'll give you a constitutional, you know, lawyer's perspective and a real victim of a real police state's take on that. Then we'll move into the John Bolton raid and so much more in this hour with Stuart Rhodes, who I appreciate coming on short notice. But here's part of the MSNBC propaganda. And this is a new thing they're doing where a lot of times they won't show what I said. They'll say I said something like Trump's retarded. He's brain dead. He'll be dead soon. No, I said, if he keeps working 20 hours a day and not taking care of himself, I don't know how he can continue on. Because I know he goes sometimes a day and a half without sleeping. And I said, sir, you've got to do this. Your ankles are swollen. That shows either, you know, heart problems or something. I mean, that is like somebody's doctor saying, hey, you know, or family member, hey, you need to take some rest here. And they spin it. Oh, Trump is a vegetable. Didn't say that. And I didn't say that this is a police state. Now, there's some dangers there, in my perspective, but we'll talk to a real expert in a moment. First, here's MSNBC, Rachel Maddow.
People of my age cohort grew up listening to all kinds of differently coded libertarians, like some from the left, some from the right, freak out about things like a government surveillance state with databases tracking every individual, or a military takeover of American cities and jackbooted thugs and thought police. It was like the thing we would hear nonstop from a whole kind of cohort of folks. And honestly, the crazy thing is we're living it now. I mean, just today, Donald Trump went for, I guess, a ride along to tour the military occupation DC that he's deployed. We're living it. He sent Marines into Los Angeles. And that's why this riff from formerly Trump-friendly podcaster Tim Dillon really got me.
They've already got the cops on the street that are not cops or that are the military. They've already got the National Guard on the street. They already have all your information in D.C. And now they just get to decide what is and isn't over the line. That should scare everybody. You're nuts, dude. If this doesn't scare you, you're nuts. All of these things that Alex Jones, you know, and I've had Alex on, I like Alex, but all these things that Alex Jones was like worried about when I listened to him in the late 90s, early 2000s are coming to fruition. And he, you know, I don't know where he is on all of that stuff, but like, I know he's a big fan of Trump, but like, this is everything Alex Jones always talked about. Military in the street, the FEMA camp, the tech company that monitors everything, the surveillance. This is all of that. I mean, not to sound like a nut. This is everything a crackhead. And I don't even mean a crackhead like crack, but a guy smoking weed in a room with a black light and a, you know, insane clown posse tattoo on his arm. I'm thinking of a very specific guy I was friends with. But this is everything that guy would have talked about.
Heather McGee is a longtime progressive strategist, author of the phenomenal book, Some of Us. She's also just back from maternity leave after giving birth to an incredibly adorable baby. Ben Rhodes served as deputy national security advisor under President Obama and is one of the hosts of Pod Save the World, and they join me now. I think all three of us are around the same age, and all three of us have been in the room with the black light on, with the guy smoking weed, doing the riff about this. Like, I just... Heather, it's so true that this specific vision, which has kind of haunted American politics in, again, different ways, some from the right, some from the left, like the degree to which that is the goal, seemingly, of the public face Trump wants to do, both behind the scenes in terms of our data and Palantir, but also in terms of what they are projecting to the American people.
It is because... it doesn't make sense. You know, Dillon was saying, why aren't my fellow, you know, right-wing podcasters up in arms about this? And it's because, sadly, the cultural force that animated the mania and the paranoia was the vision of a federal government in service of civil rights, right, for black people,
right,
of taking women out of their rightful place in the home, right? And so when the federal government was seen as something that was basically a big sort of civil rights machine that would take over white male sort of proper place in society, it was something to be feared by a sort of libertarian movement that was largely culturally, not, you know, intellectually, but culturally driven by a white male grievance. And so now that
Let's stop right there. They just repeat the same crap. So let me give you my take briefly. We'll get the expert take of Stuart Rhodes, former staffer for, you know, Ron Paul and a constitutional lawyer who specifically wrote on this. The left created total bedlam, defunded the police, disarmed blue cities. They admit, played videos yesterday, that they want the breakdown of society, Clyde and Bevin. And then now you see, just with a show of force, crime plunging. The bigger issue is the Soros DAs that let the violent criminals out. So this is just a Band-Aid. And it's dangerous because the left wants civil unrest. You put the troops out there, and then the globalists can do a false flag, and that's been their plan and the Podesta plan. So I want to see prosecutions of the Soros people, and they're bringing in to be the deputy FBI head, and to really replace Patel, he didn't do his job, the AG of Missouri, who has taken down a bunch of Soros DAs. So that's my view. The only true thing they said is Palantir and Alex Karp has a hard-on for conservatives. He said his main enemy's a Christian nationalist that he thinks want to throw him out of the building. He talks about using drones to spray fentanyl on us to kill us. And so, yeah, Palantir does have autonomous AI in Israel, killing people in Gaza. But you got a bunch of other companies doing that, too. You hear about Palantir now from the corporate media because they're trying to come in to Microsoft and to Google and Amazon that have 90-plus percent of the AI surveillance grid and for Sentinel through the Pentagon's AI. So when people go, you're defending Palantir. No, I'm just saying it's coming in trying to be the new pig in the trough and having some success. So I'm against it all. But they are repurposing it some to find the illegals and things like that, and 50 million people that overstayed visas. Now Trump's going after that. I mean, they're definitely scaling up there, people that haven't seen enough on the, you know, deportation enforcement. So, and then you see the lies, arming them. So I went and read, actually, what the National Guard said in D.C. They said, no, we're not armed. We always have the armory, and we have guns, and if we're ordered to carry them out during, you know, order, we will. That's always been that way. So that's a lie, too. And but I think it's a Band-Aid. I think it's cosmetic. This is, oh, libertarians weren't mad because we wanted women not to be in the workforce. No. We saw the training from the military leaking it, where they were training the Marines and the Army for gun confiscation starting under Clinton and martial law, and all the local training videos where the protesters they were practicing rounding up were screaming, I'm a constitutionalist, you're not getting my guns. They were gearing up for a police state takeover, and the military raised the damn alarm to us. I had Army intelligence give me documents many times out of Fort Hood. So, no. If Trump was gearing the military up for gun confiscation or new lockdowns like the Democrats wanted, I would be all over his ass. He wanted 10,000 National Guard for J6, and they blocked him. He could have overrode it. But Milley threatened to resign. Bowser tried to block it. So no. 10,000 troops for a million-plus people, when Antifa saying they're going to attack people, we would never have had a J6. Okay? So, no, that's not a police state either. That's prudent. Now, that's my view. I'm going to shut up and give Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keepers, the floor. Stuart, great to have you. Please give us your expert view on this.
Yes, well, the president's acting within his constitutional authority. Article 1, Section 8 says, Congress has the power to provide for calling forth the militia, to suppress insurrections, to execute the laws of the Union, and to defend against invasions. And so the president, under that authority, Congress long ago, militia statutes, delegated to the president the decision about when he brings the National Guard, which is part of the militia, into federal service. And the Insurrection Act just adds to that authority. And it basically, it says very plainly that whenever the normal course of judicial proceedings fails to protect the people and secure their rights, you know, rights guaranteed in the Constitution, the president can act. The National Guard is part of the militia. We're all in the militia. Everyone's 17 to 45. and for us military veterans goes to age 64. Then they split the militia into two by statute. It says the organized militia is the National Guard, and then all the, those who are not of the National Guard or are in the unorganized militia. So the National Guard is part of the militia, and he's completely correct in calling forth the militia, which includes the National Guard. He can go beyond that if he wanted to and call the rest of us up. Let's say as veterans, I'd be happy to go do that. But I think he's doing the right thing by protecting the rights of the people in D.C. to not be murdered, raped, and robbed. That's a fundamental goal of government, is protection of the citizens. That's the whole point of it, right? The Declaration makes very clear. To secure these rights, the right to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, governance instituted among men. That's the whole point of government, is protect our rights. And you've got, like you said earlier about all these DAs across the country, they're Soros-backed DAs in all the blue cities. And D.C. is another blue city with more, you know, Soros-backed politicians. They are intentionally letting people be murdered and slaughtered in their communities to cause chaos, because that's what they want. So it's within his rights. He's doing the right thing. Now, of course, we don't want to see a permanent military, I don't want to see the National Guard, presence in Washington D.C. permanently, but until he can get a handle on it, and until he can get the Metropolitan Police Department of D.C. to do their job and stop standing down and obeying orders from illegitimate and biased politicians, until that time, he's within his rights.
Well, again, you are a former political prisoner yourself, now exonerated, totally set up, not one scrap of evidence that you planned any type of seditious conspiracy or overthrow. And so you know what a real police state is, Stuart. You're not just Army veteran, not just a paratrooper, not just a lawyer. You're a veteran of the feds at Bundy Ranch and all over the place, killing innocent people, you name it. So you're a veteran of the real battle for the Republic. You specifically can speak to this. There's a major attack on myself, on you. I'm sure you've probably seen it. That, oh, we love a police state now. Oh, we love John Bolton getting raided. John Bolton is a open criminal neocon warmonger that hid intelligence that Trump was totally innocent, that he was involved in his safe. He reportedly took all the stuff to his office and home, leaked it to the media. They've already got copies of that. We have his ass. He committed real crimes. Going after kingpins of the deep state is not being pro-police state. It's being pro-justice. And since when is the left, oh, we've been endorsed by Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney. John Bolton has endorsed Kamala Harris. Since when do the Democrats love neocons?
Well, they're crying crocodile tears. You know, as you know, right after J6, they put up huge, massive barricades all around the Capitol. They had a permanent military presence there. You know, the National Guard was all over the place by the thousands. And so, and armed, of course, too. So they love it when it's a show for them, to make it look like there really was an attack on democracy, when, you know, all they were doing is deflecting attention from their own coup. So they have no problem at all with militarizing D.C. for themselves, for their political purposes. But now when he's doing it to protect the people of D.C., not just the politicians, but the average people in D.C., then they're now calling it a police state. It's completely hypocritical. So, but on our side, and of course, they're projecting onto us what they do. They're saying, well, now we don't care about the Constitution any longer because our guy's in power. And that is a tendency of both the left and the right. We saw that with Bush. You know, during the Bush era, I was warning conservatives that, you know, we're creating DHS and creating, you know, the FBI,
Award-winning articles in the news and for Ron Paul in college and then out of college and started Oath Keepers. You saw such a problem of the breakdown of order and the plan to undermine things that you went to basically relaunch the civil defense, aka militia, as your movement of veterans that would be needed in the future. You predicted it all. People say, I'm Tomorrow's News Today. You're just as much as I am, maybe more visionary. And so it's not like you just showed up now. You're probably one of the, if I had to think of the top experts on this, I'd say you're it. I mean, because not just your background, but then the experience, and you're saying this is not a police state, and we are not apologizing defending a police state, because it's not. It is a response to the open attempt to destabilize the country, but I think it's a major Band-Aid, and what we need is prosecution, not just removal of the Soros DAs. That's the issue.
Oh, absolutely. So you're right. So what's going on in this country is that there's been an ongoing coup by the left and by the establishment to destroy our constitutional republic. And yes, they took advantage of 9/11, whether you believe they started it or not. That's not the point. They took advantage of it to increase power. So we'll always look back to the founder's design. The founder's design was the militia is the people themselves. That's a safe place for the power. The military and police power of the country is in the hands of we the people. And so I don't like the National Guard as a select militia. It's only a very tiny slice of the American public. It should be all of us. We should all be in the National Guard, essentially. We should all be part of the militia, organized in every county where we live, organized and trained.
And you just helped in the Texas floods. We should also call it civil defense or call it the fire militia. People want to serve. Right. We need to mobilize human power.
So I want to see a restoration of the militia fully, which means not a select piece like the National Guard, but all of us restored to our position as the militia and organized. And I think President Trump should do that. He can call us up right now as the militia, all of us. Tell us to organize in our counties, have our military veterans like myself be in charge of training all the other men. Each one of us has a skill specialty learned in the military. The American people paid for that skill set. They own our skill set. We have a duty and responsibility to put it to use. And he could do that. He could call us up right now.
And it's a reservoir that is one of the most valuable things we have, and to pass on the knowledge. I mean, for people that don't understand this, this is an absolute thing. What's crazy is, I'm sure you know this.
And it's safe. It's a safe place to put the military and police power. Because what the bad guys are going to do is the next false flag or the next terror attacks, you know, October 7 style terror attacks. Now, Al-Qaeda's already bragging about they're going to do that here in the United States. So when that happens, the regime, you know, the establishment, the Uniparty, their solution is going to be more surveillance over us, you know, weaponized drones or whatever. It's not going to be more freedom. It's going to be worse for us. That's why it's important for us to make sure that we're strong. And the real answer is we the people as the militia. That's the safe way to do it. And I believe the National Guard is part of the militia. It is by definition, by statute. It's okay to use that, but I really want to see him restore the militia system in this country, which is we the people. I don't want to see more power in the hands, like you said, about Palantir and surveillance and more top down. I want to see more bottom up. I want to see the restoration of the militia.
Absolutely.
People.
Decentralization.
So hopefully out of this will come that movement.
Decentralization. Let me ask you about this. And I looked it up. And it may change, but they asked the guard, and they said, yeah, we got guns at the armory. If we're told to use them, we will. That's default, correct? So that's a misrepresentation by AP and the rest of them. But where do you stand on when the president should order the carrying of loaded firearms? Because that's when we get into a real false flag danger that somebody...
They should always be armed. It's ridiculous to have unarmed troops. It's an oxymoron. It's stupid and silly. I believe they should always be armed. What's the point of an unarmed soldier? So, and Pete Hegseth now, I believe today, is saying that they're going to authorize the National Guard to carry weapons in D.C. And they should be armed. Like when they deployed to Hurricane Harvey from Louisiana, they were unarmed. And us Oath Keepers had to wind up guarding and protecting them, you know, doing ride-alongs with them because they were unarmed. Local thugs are going to prey on them if they're not armed. So I have no problem with them being armed. As long as they follow the proper rules of when you use force. You have to use force only in response to deadly force. They can't just shoot people for being out after curfew.
No, I totally agree. So, I'm saying...
Well, they're not going to. I don't believe they will.
We've seen the Democrat talking point out of the Podesta plan that, Trump and the National Guard are going to come out and they're going to shoot the black people and the migrants. I'm concerned, and I agree they should be armed. It's like citizens should be armed. That's the answer. That's why the blue cities are so dangerous, is the general public is armed. But what about somebody in a parking garage or a panel van shooting up an illegal alien demonstration? Soros will put a rent-a-mob out. Somebody will shoot from behind the troops, and then they're going to try to trigger a civil war. I'm just saying there's got to be precautions for that.
Well, yeah, you got to guard against that. You still have responsibility to do your job. And I have no problem with them being armed. Just got to watch out for manipulation, watch out for false flags. Absolutely. But, you know, you can't let your enemies possible... You know, demonic false flags, what they might do, sterilize you. You can't let that paralyze you and keep you from doing your job. So I think President Trump's within his rights to do this. He's within his duty to protect the people of Washington, D.C. from crime. I mean, D.C. is a mess. And it's not just D.C., all the major cities. I don't really want to see, though, I don't want to see federalized National Guard in every city of America. I really don't want to see that.
No, that's only a Band-Aid. That's only a Band-Aid. Yeah. Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keepers. Stay right there. I want to come back and finish up on this. I want to look at John Bolton, upcoming indictments. every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexstore.com.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexshowstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized, or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever always eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you've got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Well, we couldn't have a better guest on, literally, to talk about the police state, to talk about the Constitution, to talk about the militia, than Stuart Rhodes. I mean, I'm not going to repeat all of his bona fides, but I'd say he's probably the expert if I had to pick one person. Well, Trump already said he was going to do this. He just made the announcement minutes ago. They are deploying the National Guard to more crime-ridden, collapsed cities like Chicago, where the mayor and the Republican governor as well has said, we're going to, quote, fight ICE. We're going to release rapists, murderers out of prison and not tell them we're releasing them. I mean, you talk about aiding and abetting crime. That's a federal responsibility to go after illegal aliens, particularly criminal ones that have committed all these laundry lists. And that is a known assault when you let murderers and rapists and pedophiles and arsonists out of the jail. You just had Governor Hochul pardon murderers because they were going to be deported. I mean, it's just insane. Our own reporter was murdered by La Reconquista's Anna Black man that said, I killed that white piece of crap. That's in the indictment. He did a rap song about it. I mean, there's carjackings. Austin used to be super safe since they put in the communist DA, Jose Garza. It's dangerous, folks. I mean, most of the crew's moving outside to the country and driving in 30, 40 minutes an hour because they got to get the hell out of here. I mean, you know, to watch your city turn into a toilet bowl. So, you know, this isn't a police state. This is a response to it. But I'll say it again. It's only a Band-Aid to put troops on the street. And, yeah, they send troops to Chicago and they're not armed. They're going to get their asses blown off. So Stuart's right. But this is a serious situation. I've been predicting the false flags, and now it's all being teed up for it. I said they'll have civil unrest. The crime in the blue cities, Trump will put the troops in. It's his duty. And then here comes the false flags. And Stuart's right. We can't be paralyzed or sterilized or gelded because of the bad move they're going to make. But as night follows day, it's coming. Here's President Trump just minutes ago announcing the deployment of National Guard to more cities.
And after we do this, we'll go to another location and we'll make it safe also. We're going to make our country very safe. We're going to make our cities very, very safe. Chicago's a mess. You have an incompetent mayor, grossly incompetent. And we'll straighten that one out probably next. That'll be our next one after this. And it won't even be tough. And the people in Chicago, Mr. Vice President, are screaming for us to come. They're wearing red hats, just like this one. But they're wearing red hats. African-American ladies, beautiful ladies, are saying, please, President Trump, come to Chicago. Please. I did great with the black vote, as you know, and they want something to happen. So I think Chicago will be our next, and then we'll help with New York, and we're going to help with. Awesome. And I think a lot of these people that are, you see on television, they are including the people in this audience. They'll say bad things about me, and then they'll say, "Thank God he's here," because half of them got mugged.
I mean, it really is true that they 4 years ago froze all the crime statistics out of the blue cities, the FBI did, and then said it dropped, but then they stopped reporting it. And you have almost every anchor or reporter say, no, we've all been mugged this year. I mean, it is D.C. scary, folks. So your response to that, Stuart, and putting bookends on this so-called, you know, police state, and then MSNBC and others using my statements decades ago about what the Democrats and the Bushes were trying to set up that was pointed at the American people and gun owners and for gun confiscation versus what Trump's doing, Stuart Rhodes.
Well, yeah. So when you have governors and mayors declaring their cities and states to be, you know, sanctuary cities, and they're directly blocking and attempting to stop federal officers from exercising their duties, you know, ICE officers, for example, arresting illegal aliens, then that's squarely within the bounds of the Insurrection Act. It says there when state or local officials either refuse to protect the people's rights, refuse to obstruct federal authority, then the president can use the military or the National Guard. And so he's within his rights in those situations. I have a bit of a problem with the general deterrence of crime, you know, putting National Guard on the street just to stop crime. That's a slippery slope. And so that gives me some concern. I don't want to see that be a permanent thing in this country.
I totally agree.
But I don't
agree.
Want the same
this
thing being done in the future. Pardon?
This is a mandate.
Yeah, well, so when it comes to the enforcement of like ICE agents being attacked in the streets were absolutely doing the right thing. When they were doing that in LA, I wrote a letter saying this is what he needs to do. He needs to use invoke the Insurrection Act and go execute the laws of the Union. We're dealing with an invasion, we're dealing with an insurrection, and we're dealing with the failure of the execution of the laws of the Union. So on all three points, he's within his rights to he should deploy the military along the border of Mexico. Frankly, I think he should just put go into Mexico 30 miles, create a DMZ and say no one gets across anymore, and then take it to the cartels. I think absolutely what he needs to do is stop that invasion. And when it comes to the north, to Canada, well, we'll see what happens with that too. But if they're gonna be invading our country from the north, same thing there. But when it comes to internally in our cities, we need to be careful about normalizing military on the street. Now, National Guard is part of the militia, but it's not the true militia. The true militia would be all of us. National Guard is a select militia. They're part of the militia. But what should happen though is we should revitalize the actual militia, which is we the people. That's a far safer place to put that power.
I totally agree.
I think needs to happen.
We got limited time. I could talk to you all day, but Alexander Dugin's coming up on the Ukraine war. Big exclusive interview. Very hard to get. This is the anniversary of his daughter being blown up by a Ukrainian CIA terrorist. So that's coming up. But Stuart, I just respect your constitutional understanding of this so much, and I totally concur with everything you're saying. It's a slippery slope, but the left, with the destabilization, has forced us into this. And then Podesta said, when everything breaks down, he puts troops out, now we'll call him a dictator. So we understand that they've war-gamed all this.
That's fine. Let him do that. That's fine. He should do the right thing. If he does something unconstitutional, I'll call him out, of course. But right now, he hasn't done that yet. I'm just saying that he needs to restore the militia. We're dealing with a situation. We've got, 30% of our country now is brainwashed communists. You've got jihadists here who are going to attack us. He needs to revitalize the militia, because if we don't, we're going to have even more chaos. And of course, the uniparty answer is going to be more power for them, less rights for
more
us.
Palantir.
So stop that.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to revitalize the militia. We need to do that. It needs to be done.
Here's a microcosm of people that aren't constitutional scholars, but I know most Americans understand this. The First Amendment, Second Amendment are there. The first, because they're so important. At the base of the militia is the fact the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So we all know in some small town or even big city that doesn't have a bunch of gun control, the crime is way lower. So just at its base level militia, meaning not having unconstitutional gun control laws and having the public trained and pushing private gun ownership, that creates a very safe, polite society. So at its base, militia means armed, trained, able people. And then the men, there is their rightful duty as a citizen to then be under the sheriff and, and then under the governor and under systems as an auxiliary for floods, for fires, for attacks. But then shifting gears out of this, as you mentioned, because I saw them attack me about this as well, and basically all of us. They said, Jones didn't like all these other wars, Gulf War 1, 2, Afghanistan, Ukraine, any of it, but now he supports hitting the cartels. Well, you're explaining it. The military's there to protect the country from invasion and attack. 1.5 million dead from fentanyl. Folks, that's how many times more? 15 times more? 20 times more than Vietnam? That's a frickin' war. And so I'm not an offensive war guy, but Venezuela is the king daddy over Mexico. They're funding election fraud, terrorism, working with the Democrats. Word is I'm getting is they may take out Maduro. They already got a bunch of ships and troops moving in. My point is take over the Panama Canal. We already basically did it. This is what you do in your own hemisphere. This is what the military is for. It's for protecting this country and our interests, not running around nation building and taking over countries to put in, color revolutions in Russia so we can cut their sons' dicks off as well. That's not what this is about. So explain to them, because I know the Constitution, but I don't get your expert view on it, that we're not pro-war. We're also not pro-surrender under classic invasion and assault. So the military is preparing attacks in Mexican cartels. My information is they're going into Venezuela. They're very close. Can Congress stop them from starting it? Well, we're already in a war. That gets into the war powers. Give me your constitutional expert view on that.
Yeah, I think Mexico is obviously a failed narco state. Just as they called Afghanistan, a failed state that was run by the Taliban by default. Same thing for Mexico. Either the Mexican president is in the back pocket of the cartels, most likely, or she's incapable of securing her own territory. The cartels run northern Mexico. So in that situation, I think we should go into Mexico and, like I said, create a DMZ. That's how you keep, because once they get across the border, then you got federal judges, leftists who are demanding that they be given the full rights of any American citizen when it comes to challenging their deportation. Well, don't let them in the country. So create that DMZ and then take it to the cartels. You'd be doing the Mexican people a great favor by going down there and cleaning the cartels out. And frankly, we should go down there and give the Mexican people weapons so they can protect themselves. That'd be the answer for me, is in the long run, arm Mexican people, give them the ability to protect themselves, and hopefully they can take care of their own corrupt government. But we got to clean up our corrupt government. We have the same problem. We've got an elite that runs our country like it's their own playground. And so we got to restore power to the people. But I think in the short term, President Trump has a responsibility and duty to protect our country, to repel invasions, suppress insurrections, and execute the laws of the union, including our immigration laws. He needs to do that. And anybody that's obstructing that is violating federal law and is aiding our enemies. And so they need to be dealt with and prosecuted.
And let's be clear.
I do want to see more. We don't see enough prosecutions. I want to see more of that.
But I want to be clear. As you said, the Constitution is cut and dry. We got millions dead. They rape 80%+, according to Amnesty International, the women come across. The Mexican cartels do. They control the zone. They're buying off a lot of the sheriffs and governments. This is a cancer. And Afghanistan was a failed narco-terror state, but it's 10,000 miles away. This is on our damn border, and this is a crisis.
Right.
And people are getting killed left and right, like my reporter, by these damn drug gangs. And I'm sick of it. And so we're not attacking anybody. We're standing up and defending. Like, Trump didn't do these trade deals to attack people. We're finally ending the surrender. So let me look, just today, 6 severed heads found on busy city street alongside ominous message. It's something like 400,000 dead Mexicans they know of the last 15 years by the Mexicans. Cartels. And then you see movies like Machete, where it's right wingers out shooting Mexican women in the belly. That doesn't even exist, folks. And Stuart, your background, you're half Mexican. Yeah. You're a great American. You understand this, and you're absolutely right. Imagine Mexico needs a 1776. It's a gorgeous country. I love so much the culture. The people are smart and tough and everything, but they never had their 1776. You know, the elites of Mexico, if you look at them, they're basically all English or Spanish or Jewish. They're all like 6'4". And you look at their Congress, there's not even any Mexicans in there. You talk about class system. The elites in Mexico call the Mexicans cockroaches. People that don't know, they had a Maximilian German king over there. People don't know that when Texas fought him, Santa Anna was a dictator. So Texas is like, we're not putting up with this. Mexico needs it 1776. What a jewel if it could really be, launch an American classic Mexican system together. It would be a paradise. They have so much resources.
Well, the Mexican people were fighting back against the cartels. They called them autodefensia units. And they were taking it to the cartels successfully. But then the Mexican government stepped in and disarmed them because they said, oh, you're not allowed to have these guns. So the cartels are now in a position where the government will disarm the people and expose them to predation by the cartels, and the cartels can just do whatever they want. So yes, the answer is always we the people. It's the same for the Mexican people. It's the same for us. The actual source of power in the country should be the people, and that's who needs to be armed. That's who needs to be on the street corners patrolling their own neighborhoods. And they tried. Look up the auto-defensive units out of Michoacan. They did a very good job. They took over their own communities and kicked the crap out of the cartels.
For folks that don't know about that, it was mainly tiny towns of conservative Mormon Mexicans who are super successful and doing it. And then they're tired of being robbed and killed. And just tiny units of a few dozen men were literally kicking the cartel's ass. That's the answer. Mobilize the people.
That's right. That's why I say we should arm the Mexican people. But I have no problem at all with using special forces to go in, our SOCOM troops, to go in and just wipe the cartels off the face of the earth. These are your sex traffickers. These are your rapists. Those are the guys who do the rape trees. They're scum of the earth. They need to be exterminated. You'll be doing the Mexican people a favor when you do that. Same goes for the inner cities. But I do want to make sure that what should happen whether President Trump deploys the National Guard into inner cities, he needs to be very careful about respecting the rights of the locals, be very selective in only arresting and detaining and then bringing to justice the actual criminals, not imposing curfews on the people. I'm against curfews. I think it violates the right of freedom of speech and assembly and freedom of movement. So, but you go and you identify those who are really violating the laws, and you go and you grab them. Everybody else, you leave alone. That's what has to be done in these communities. If he wants to retain the black vote, especially, he needs to do that. Be very careful about how it's done.
Well, I've got tons of videos. I haven't even played. We're so busy. The black folks in D.C., the actual, you know, real people, not rent-a-mobs, they are loving it.
Yeah. Hey, when I was in D.C., in D.C. Gulag, in D.C. jail, a lot of the black guys there are big-time Trump supporters. They respect him. They like the fact that he signed the First Step Act, which allows them to go home to their families sooner. I think they're on his side if he does this right. That's why it's very careful. He needs to be very careful and watch out for false flags, like you said.
Wow. We've got another clip. This just happened. Bolton. I'm going to play this clip. Trump talking about Bolton at the ongoing press conference where he announced the World Cup coming here. And where this is going, again, Roger was on last hour. He's like, well, this DOJ doesn't leak. Well, it's not leaks. And I guess I'm not going to say anything, but I said no indictments first administration. And everybody got mad at me and said, oh, we are, there's Hillary secretly at Gitmo and you know, and all this Q stuff. I'm telling you, if there isn't indictments within 4 or 5 months, Trump's going to fire everybody. And let me tell you, the fire's lit. They have the evidence. The grand juries are opening. They may be able to stop the grand juries with threats or something. You have the CIA, you know, constantly caught harassing and threatening the Senate Intelligence Committee and others. So, but there is a real intent, and they have the evidence. I want to get Stuart Rhodes' expert take on that. But first, here's Trump on John Bolton's house and his office getting raided this morning.
About the search of Ambassador Bolton's home, the vice president recently just did an interview saying that it's about classified documents, but that there's also broad concern about him. What are the concerns?
Well, I haven't spoken to Pam and the group yet, but I will be. I saw that just like everybody else. I try and stay out of that stuff. I'm allowed to be, and I'm chief law enforcement officer, believe it or not. You know, I don't like to go around saying that, but I am. That's the position. But I purposely don't want to really get involved in it. I'm not a fan of John Bolton. I thought he was a sleazebag, actually. And he suffers major Trump derangement syndrome, but so do a lot of people, and they're not being affected by anything we do. I don't know anything about it. I just saw that. I'll find out about it. But if you believe the news, which I do, I guess his house was raided today, but my house was raided also. Called Mar-a-Lago. They went through everything they could, including my young son's room and my wife's area. They went through her drawers, as the expression goes. They went through everything you can imagine. And when she came back, she looked, she said, she's very neat, you know, she's meticulous. And she looked and she said, whoa, this wasn't the way that she had it. So, you know, so I know the feeling. It's not a good feeling. Thank you.
Mr. President, how long will you give Putin?
A couple of weeks. We're going to figure it out. We'll find it.
Do you think you'll have to intervene at some point?
Look, it takes two to tango. You understand that. I wanted to have a meeting with those two. I could have been at the meeting, but a lot of people think that nothing's going to come out of that meeting. You have to be there.
I'll go back to more of this with Alexander Dugan coming up. I pause it there. In closing, Stuart, your take on what you're picking up. I mean, I've talked to the top-level people. I'll stop there. I told people this 4 months ago. They have every intention of indicting the living hell out of the deep state, and they got the evidence. The issue is I'm really concerned about what the deep state's going to do because they know they're getting FBI visits. They know they're getting subpoenas. They know they're getting called in front of grand juries. And so that makes the globalists very dangerous right now, in my view.
Right. And also, I think what Tulsi Gabbard is doing is fantastic. But I want to see it go beyond just 2016 or even just beyond the 2020 election. I mean, that should be investigated thoroughly. But it can't, the perception that it's about him getting revenge on people that criticized him or that conspired against him, it can't just be that. He needs to also expose all the rest of the deep state, all the pedophiles in office, whether they're judges or politicians. He needs to go after those who've taken bribes and, you know, been blackmailed by foreign governments. And it can't just be about himself. And that's the perception right now, I think, because it's focused on the 2016
election. No, you're right. They're calling it revenge. But, I mean, that's where they've got them, though. Bolton not giving him briefings, holding the documents. That's been declassified. I mean, I understand they're spinning it like that. But, I mean, he was the main attack point. So I think that's the evidence they have. But
sure. So that's great. Go after those that were, you know, illegitimately conspiring against President Trump. That's fantastic. But I want to see them go after the entire deep state. Like I tried to say in 2020, he needs to use his power of declassification to expose everything. Everything that's not legitimate national security should be exposed. And we, the people, can see all the dirt. That's how they control these politicians. That's how the deep state works, through blackmail and bribery. Expose them all. Then bring them all to justice, not just the ones that were going after President Trump. That's all I'm saying. Take them all down.
60 seconds on your overall report card on Trump.
I think he's doing better than the last time. I love Tulsi. I think she's fantastic. I'm not happy with Cash Patel and Bongino. I think they've been sitting on their hands. They have not purged out all the FBI agents that persecuted us and went out there, you know, among the American people and violated their rights. They should all have been fired. So if it's like 5,000 agents went out there and assaulted us and not just J6ers, but anti-abortion protesters, anybody who didn't like boys and girls bathrooms, they're all being investigated and harassed, and some of them indicted. So those agents should be fired. I'm not happy with that at all. They finally fired Jensen only because the base got so pissed off at them promoting him. So I think they've been dropping the ball. I think Pam Bondi's also been dropping the ball. And I want to see, you know, where's the Loudermilk committee? Where's the committee in Congress on J6 to show all the inside baseball, all the manipulation and setup on J6? It should be exposed. And the 2020 election, which was a coup, needs to be exposed also. And all those should be brought to justice. That was an actual conspiracy to commit insurrection in 2020. They did that. They were doing such a conspiracy. So they should be brought to justice. And the 2020 election being stolen needs to be rectified. If not, they'll do it again.
Well, I can tell you, Gabbard released the...
The way to do that is to go after all of them.
I agree. Well, Gabbard released the documents where China was involved with the mail-in ballots and all that that we all reported on 4.5 years ago, and that the FBI covered it up. So I'm told it's in all of that. They're going after, but they're going to get him, whether it's mortgage fraud. You know, they couldn't get Al Capone on murder. They got him on tax evasion. They're going after him any way they can. And like Ed Martin got $1 billion and 800 plus employees. He had to vet them and get them ready. Now the train's rolling. Stuart Rhodes, how do people find the work you're doing and support you?
They can go to GiveSendGo.com/GAF5B. So that's Golf Alpha Foxtrot 5 Bravo. I'd appreciate the support, and I'm relaunching Oath Keeper, just so you know.
Come back and tell us about that. We love you.
All right. God bless, brother. Take care.
I mean, that is the constitutional lawyer expert. All the battles, all the intrigue, political prisoner. He's the expert. You know, not a police state, but a dangerous situation that the Democrats put us in. We're going to break. Alexander Dugin, top political analyst, strategist, philosopher. You know, he's like the Alexander Schultz and Eason 2.0. He is coming up live on the Russian take on what's happening. Now, it's actually every 4 months, because each offer is 2 months. Only every 4 months is there a magic time at thealexandstore.com. Store-wide 25% off, and this next 7 days is the last 7 days. Any purchase you can put in 50 times into the sweepstakes to win the amazing, super upgraded, badass, blacked out Jeep Gladiator. And for this week, the new super awesome Corvette. You can put in 50 times each time you buy something to get this offer on the Jeep that ends next week, and for the next offer of the next 2 months, the Corvette. Now's the time to enter the sweepstakes to get the methylene blue and incredible products at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action now.
Well, I'm a 10-4 hat-wearing, meat-eating son of a gun, loving fun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit.
Tinfoil hat, loving, eating, son of a gun, loving, son, loving, hot-blooded, Texian, two-stepping, all I'm free,
Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we get guests from Russia that nobody else gets. Victor Boot, Alexander Dugin, you name it. And Alexander Dugin joins us. This week was the anniversary of his daughter being murdered by the NATO, CIA, Zelensky. And he's a tough guy, really smart, and stands up for his people. He'll be joining us coming up from Russia next segment for the rest of the hour. Then we're going to do a deep dive on BlackRock and really how much trouble it's getting in from Texas and others, the big success we're having to bring down the global corporate government. That's all coming up. We got 2 hours left of the transmission. Then the amazing, indomitable former political prisoner, Owen Schroyer, will be hosting the War Room 3 to 6 p.m. tonight, this afternoon. And there's so much more going on. I mean, Trump's criminal referrals, criminal investigations, the Federal Reserve heads and deputy heads. I mean, he is taking the gloves off. Bolton raided, as I predicted a month ago. We have that clip. I haven't played it, but they found me a month ago saying, you watch. I'm told he's one of the top targets, and they got grand juries open. They don't open those unless they're trying to get an indictment. Now, Trump's ongoing in a press conference. Here he was just a little while ago talking about Russia and how close we are to actually getting a deal. We've got major statements by Putin coming up next segment. Here's President Trump.
So I know the feeling. It's not a good feeling. Thank you.
Mr. President, how long will you give Putin?
A couple of weeks. We're going to figure it out. We'll find it.
Do you think you'll have to intervene at some point?
Look, it takes two to tango. You understand that. I wanted to have a meeting with those two. I could have been at the meeting, but a lot of people think that nothing's going to come out of that meeting. You have to be there. Maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. But we're going to see. In the meantime, people continue to die. But I solved 7 of them where they were in wars for 31, 35, and 37 years. We had 3 of them that were for more than 30 years, Johnny, and I got them solved. And we solved one that could have been a nuclear war with India and Pakistan. That was getting ready to be a nuclear war. I solved them all. And this one, I thought we would have had it done by now, but it's more different. There's a lot of anger, a lot of hatred. There's a tremendous amount of hatred there. So. But we'll see what happens. I think in 2 weeks we'll know which way I'm going. Because I'm going to go one way or the other. And they'll learn which way I'm going.
Mr. President.
If I got 2 questions for you, one on FIFA, the other one on D.C. Can you talk about the economic impact that FIFA will have in these cities, and what's your message to the mayors to get their cities prepared, not only the beautification process, but also the safety aspect?
Well, Los Angeles is an example. You know, it's poorly run. We have a mayor there that can't even get permits to the people that lost their houses. Lee Zeldin got every permit. The hardest permit is the federal permit. Within 20 days, every single permit was there for the people to build their houses. But people are writing us and they're saying they won't give us. The mayor is incompetent. The governor is incompetent. You know, Gavin, I know Gavin very well. He's an incompetent.
No, they're not incompetent. And this is the one thing Trump does that pisses me off. I predicted they'd burn down the Palisades the year before they did it. The day it started, I said it's a stand down. They didn't cut the brush. They left the power lines on. They had the fire department stand down. I didn't know they drained the reservoir. 70-something million gallons just for fires the month before, said it was for repairs, it wasn't, had the fire mains turned off, declared a 15-minute UN city, put himself over it, and now they're not letting people build, and they're taking their property for pennies on the dollar. They dumped all their insurance months before, so they can't even keep it, and now they're going to build high-rises. You can go back to the MSNBC like a weekend. Elon Musk is reposting Jones and agreeing with him. Jones says they're going to do a 15-minute city and not let him rebuild and not give permits and steal it. It's the Lahaina Maui model. BlackRock ran that. They bought the power company years before and wouldn't cut the brush and let the power on again. We have the damn footage of it. They go, oh, we didn't. We cut the power off. It's standard to cut the power during those high winds. They did it on purpose. Administrative mass murder. Not incompetence. Gavin Newsom is the devil. Holy Toledo. All right. We're taking you to Russia and the Russian view on the global crisis. Can peace be achieved? Alexander Dugan, straight ahead.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We're connecting with Alexander Dugan right now to give his expert 35,000-foot view on what's really happening with the Ukraine war peace negotiations. Putin's responded to NATO's proposals to send in troops and said, we'll blow your troops up if you come in. Trump signaling he might authorize bombing inside Russia. I mean, this is just wild and dangerous, obviously. But I wanted to play a few of the clips of Trump on troops in D.C., now in Chicago. No murders now in D.C. since they did this. And the left completely flipping out. Here's some of what Trump did in the last 24 hours.
But I've never received so many phone calls thanking me for what we've done in Washington, D.C., from people that haven't gone to a restaurant in literally in 4 years. And they said, you know, what you've done is it's unprecedented, because what they said, it was just unsafe. We couldn't do it. We'd go out and you'd see the stories. You'd read the stories. You'd see all of the things that are happening. And they said, we couldn't stand it, sir. And now I take my wife and my kids to dinner. One of them said he's gone out four nights in a row, and he hadn't gone out for 4 years. So it's a great tribute to you. And when I look at you people, I understand why, because there's no games, right? We're not playing games. We're going to make it safe. The crime numbers are way down. I'm looking at, you saw some of the stats. They just read them out to me inside, the numbers that we haven't seen here ever, actually ever. And I think it's probably right now, it's to me, I feel very safe now, and I'm hearing people are very safe, but I know within 2 weeks it's going to be, Pam, it's going to be at a level that's even far superior. So I just wanted to thank you all. You're doing incredible. You're incredible people. You make the country run, frankly. You make the whole place run. We're going to have the best capital ever. We're going to have it's going to look better than it ever did. One of the things we're going to be redoing is your parks. I'm very good at grass because I have a lot of golf courses all over the place. I know more about grass than any human being, I think, anywhere in the world. And we're going to be regrassing all of your parks, all brand new sprinkler systems, the best that you can buy, just like the Augusta. No, it'll look like Augusta. It'll look like, more importantly, Trump National Golf Club. That's even better. But we're going to look, we're going to have all brand new, beautiful grass. You know, like everything else, grass has a life. Do you know that? Grass has a life. You know, we have a life and grass has a life. And the grass here died about 40 years ago. So we're going to be rebuilding all of your parks, and it's going to happen fast. It's going to go up like a miracle. So you do the job on safety, and I'll get this place fixed up physically, and we're going to be so proud of it. At the end of 6 months, but let's say at the end of a year, this place will be maxed out in terms of beauty.
And I think you brought some food for him, didn't you, President?
So we have great hamburgers cooked by the White House, and we have pizza that I said, don't do it in the White House because we went to a place that makes the best pizza. So we'll concede. But we have a lot of it. So we're going to have some fun. We'll eat and I'll eat with you and we're going to have a little fun. We're going to celebrate, but then we're going to get back to work and we're going to take care of these criminals. We're going to put them where they have to be. You're going to say, don't play around with us. Don't play around with us. So let's go have something to eat. You're going to like the hamburgers. Would you rather have hamburgers from the White House or pizzas from a good place? Huh? I think you want, oh, they want the hamburgers. Have a good time, everybody. Thank you very much.
Trump's a good man. He doesn't want nuclear war. But he knows the deep state will try to kill him again if he doesn't play ball with them at certain levels. The EU needs the war with their own admissions for their economic plan because they're collapsing. It's total insanity to watch Ursula von der Leyen and others say, we're going to have a 20-year war with Russia. We're going to bankrupt them, break them in five parts. As if the Russians don't see that, and as if the Russians haven't outproduced weapons 3-1 and have won and are the ones that were attacked. And that's just a fact. I serve the truth. And anybody can see that. But NATO and others have brought forth a proposal to put 200,000 plus troops in as a peacekeeping force to basically say they're not in NATO, but they are in NATO. And that's the red line Putin said he was going to move in on. So the Russians are done. They're completely surrounded. And if we were surrounded like that, we would never put up with that. This is madness. This isn't some Middle Eastern country we can go bully. This is the biggest nuclear power in the world. You can say, well, we got super weapons. Okay, but it doesn't matter. We're all dead. This happens. And this is satanic. These people are crazy. And it's so emblematic to have somebody like Zelensky. This homosexual prostitute reportedly plays pianos with his penis. He's a total joke, ran on peace, and now he's a dictator, a year and a half, no elections, arresting his political opposition, banning the Orthodox Church, and Trump called him out. Zelensky, oh, I can't give away land. I got to talk to my Congress. And Trump's like, I can't have elections because we're in a war. And Trump's like, so I should have a war and not have elections? Russia has its elections during wars. So it's a lie, and it's totally illegitimate. So Trump's trying his art of the deal, being nice, not being nice, threatening, oh, well, maybe if the peace deal isn't going on, maybe we'll authorize attacks inside Russia. I got that statement yesterday. Can't play with fire like that. And if Russia was expansionist and doing any of this to us, I would be a Russophobe. But I've studied history. Russia's not in our business. Because they don't need to be in our business. They've got the richest country resource-wise in the world. So I appreciate Alexander Dugin, who is, one of the most famous Russian philosophers of the last 100 years. I know he's not an arrogant person, but we need to state the facts. I mean, he's kind of the modern, I would say, permutation of like an Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and certainly stands up for his people. And so it was his daughter, and I see she has her photo behind him, so I wasn't going to bring it up, but I noticed he has that, so I will. On August 20th, 2022, they thought they were trying to kill him, but he was in the other car. They blew her up in front of him. We have the footage. I probably shouldn't even show it again. And Daria Dugina, again, the Russian, the last name has a feminine name to it. It's his dad, Dugin, Dugina, for Americans who understand that. And so he's got real skin in the game. You know, I've had the CIA, it's all come out in court, harass my family and everybody, bankrupt my parents, everything else. But, you know, I'm lucky because whatever happens to me, I signed up for this. It's part of the war against the globalists. But I didn't have one of my three daughters blown up. So I have three daughters. That's certainly what, whenever when we, it's like my grandfather used to tell my dad, I saw a man that had no shoes, you know, or had no shoes. I felt sorry for myself until I saw a man who had no feet. So he certainly paid a heavy price. I would imagine he'd rather be killed himself. There's really nothing worse than to have your child die before you, but it is for a great cause of sovereignty against the satanic globalist order. So he's a very polite person, and I'll talk endlessly. I basically have autism. But I want to give him the floor about the general view, where this is going, what he's expecting to happen, what Americans can do to help stop this. And then an excellent analysis he did with Tucker Carlson a year ago. I'd like him to update liberalism and its final extension, where it's leading to, where it's going, and why it's cancer and has to be totally rejected. So I really appreciate him joining us. He's on X at A.G. Dugan, just A.G. Dugan, and be sure and check that out and follow that. Trump is a hostage of the process whose real nature he ignores completely. Alex Jones says he is burnt out, something more serious. He is drawn into the reality, the sense of which he misses. The world is between Antichrist and Antichrist. So I'm going to give you the floor because we only got you 45 minutes because I want to hear what you have to say. I want you to go deep. Just forget I'm here. And just go. You're hosting the show. I'll be here if you need me. Alexander Dugan, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, dear Alex Jones. I really admire your steadfast loyalty to your country. I am a patriot of Russia, and you, without any doubt, you are a patriot of the United States of America. It is your country. It is your motherland, and that is what unites us. So being in favor of traditional values, maybe we have different tradition, we have different historical experience, but we are fighting for our identity. You are fighting for American identity, for deep roots of your country, and I do the same. I do the same on my part. So when Trump came to the power, I was very excited. I was very optimistic about Trump in the first term. And above all, I admire his courage and his greatness fighting against globalists during 4 years of the pressure, of the censorship, of the humiliation. And he has shown that he is a real man. And he has won. And in the next term, after this attempt to kill him by globalists, maybe with implication of some dark forces inside of United States of America as well, he has won. And he came to the second term with MAGA, Make America Great Again movement. And I am an admirer of MAGA. So because in the principles and the depth, MAGA is something I agree totally with. So that is return to the roots, to the identity, to the sovereignty, to the traditional values, to the heroic examples of the serving the cause, the country. And Trump was a kind of icon of that. So I was very optimistic, and the people I follow, as you, Alex Jones, as Tucker Carlson, as Candace Owens, as Steve Bannon, and many other, Joe Posobiec, and the other, the people that I respect, so the people like that, as Stacey Gabbard, as many others, Judge Napolitano and the other, you have won. You have overcome the globalism, this anti-human system that Peter Thiel, that I respect as well very much, or Elon Musk, Peter Thiel has declared that globalist idea is that of Antichrist. So that is idea to end the humanity, to put the end to the natural relations between sexes, between genders, between men and women, so destruction, total destruction of the state, of the family, of traditional relations. And you have won over all that. So over deep state, over globalist lobby, over neocons, over Obama and Biden's dark network. You have won over Soros, and I hoped that finally this confrontation, this hostility between us, between United States of America and Russia. This time, both in favor of a return to the traditional, to the normality, this fight will stop because Trump has said many times, that is not my war. It is Biden's war. It was started by globalists. That was not in the interest of American people, not in the interest of American geopolitical goals, because it is too far from us. We have Russia doesn't represent any challenge, any threat, any menace to the United States of America. We are too far, and the only thing we are seriously we take in consideration it is our own defense, our strategical interests, and Ukraine. It is the neighbor country this territory belonged during our history always to us. And
it's a Slavic civil war, which is the genius of the globalist.
Exactly.
Nobody can beat the Russians, not Napoleon or Hitler. You beat the Russians with Russians.
Absolutely, because we are the same people. We have the same religion. We have the same history, the same identity. And the heroic Ukraine people fought during many centuries defending their Christian Orthodox identity. So they are our brothers and sisters. And that was the evil genius, exactly, of the globalists to split us. To create, to impose the wrong consciousness on Ukrainians as if they are the separate nation with different language. But that was the part of the many form of speaking of Russian. Small Russian, Belarusian.
And by the way, the media spins that and acts like it's a Russian talking point. Russia basically came out of Ukraine, if my history's right. So the idea that it's a Russian lie that Ukraine has been Russian or is Russia. No, it's a fact.
Absolutely. So, that is not correct to say that Ukraine belonged to Russia. We belonged. We both, all our peoples, we belong to the same civilization. We came from Ukraine. Ukraine was the cradle of our civilization, of our ethnic identity. So we belong to the same root, the same matrix. And historically, we're separated.
And that's genius. It's not even that it's equal. It literally, because it's in the history, I know you won't, it literally, what the culture, the term Slav, right, comes from the first priest, Slav, the wise, right? So it literally, Russia comes out of Ukraine, then Ukraine gets taken over by outside groups, then the Moscow tribe comes and saves them. I mean, it literally is Russia.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there is not one nation against the other nation. That is the same nation that was divided, split by the foreign powers.
And Putin tried to explain this to Tucker, and Tucker's smart, but kind of was like, it was Lenin gave it away.
Absolutely. So Lenin, during this Stalin, we have won the part of the Western Ukraine from the Austrian, before we have liberated the other part of the Ukraine from the Poland. So, and inside of Soviet Union, Khrushchev has given the part of the same country under the governance of the Ukraine, that was the part of the same state. So that was not just to give the land and to give to the other country. That was the distribution of authority inside of the same political and system. So that was, we are the one and the same people, one and the same thing.
And now Zelensky tried to outlaw speaking real Russian and has attacked it and said, we'll arrest you if you admit any Russian roots.
Yes, now they say, so we need to destroy, to kill everything Russian in them. But if they kill everything Russian, they will kill themselves. And what is going on now? Precisely, that is suicide, that is homicide. That is killing of themselves, and not only of, that is, we are the same splitting subject. We are not two people, two countries, two cultures. And what is important, that has nothing to do with the life interest of United States of America.
Exactly. So they're trying to get the identical twin to kill the other, but the polls show upwards of 80% of Ukrainians are against the war, so they understand that.
Absolutely, but they could not express freely their will, because there is dictatorship imposed by the globalists, not by the West, because the Western people have nothing to do with this conflict. I don't think that the Western people really hate us.
The average American thinks Russia is on Mars. They know nothing.
Absolutely. So that is important. So and what? Why I had a great hope on MAGA, because MAGA is about America first. The MAGA is and was about American geopolitical interests. How to restore the dignity, the glory, the importance, and the sovereignty in United States of America. Liberating yourselves from this globalist dictatorship, from this network that tried to kill your identity, because all the Democrats, the liberals, the globalists, they wanted to impose a new, it is not America.
That's why they hate Putin, for restoring Russian identity.
Exactly. And that is the kind of role model, not for Trump. That is the role model for patriotism, for the return to the tradition. So we are as well very, very influenced by the West, but we try to separate the good thing from the toxic ones. So
the the neoliberal cancer.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we are not the enemy of the West by the principle. We have our own Christian Orthodox identity. That is the
but the false central. Western cancer.
Absolutely, but that is why I feel so much solidarity with MAGA, with American people trying to restore your sovereignty.
Where has Trump gone wrong, or he's starting to slip? Or that's my view. What's happening?
So it is difficult, it is hard to explain that, but in some point, the things went wrong. So I have remarked, following closely the development of the Trump's administration, I have observed that some point something went wrong. So instead of MAGA strategy, or instead of MAGA platform, instead of MAGA ideas, there appeared neocons, the people who despised Trump, who fought against him, neoconservative part of the GOP, of the great old party, the Republican, they became very powerful. They started to once more, as in the time of the first term with Bolton and the other people from conservators, they tried to control Trump, and they inspired in him this total submission. So Trump is very, very powerful man and very, very great man with great individuality. And somehow maybe he was blackmailed. Maybe he was controlled by some other means, but he started to slip from, to get out from this straight path declared by him.
I can tell you, Alexander, the main thing. He has to work with Congress. He wanted his economic tax cuts, and they basically made him come off his stance some on the war. But nuclear war is a bigger issue. It has to be stopped. Let's come back to them. Give me the floor again. Amazing information. And talk about what Putin has said, what NATO wants with a so-called peace force that's a military force, where this is going. And you're right. There's a battle over Trump. He was getting really mad for a while. We're pulling him back right now. They've now raided Bolton. I can tell you, grand juries are getting ready to indict them. Let's talk about what should happen straight ahead with Alexander Dugan. Stay with us. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexandstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexandstore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexandstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexandstore.com for 50% off.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexandstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on thealexjonesstore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check check out Ultimate Sea Moss Capsules right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate Sea Moss Capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with. So is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So you go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate Sea Moss Capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Fortune tanto vulnera, si latibus ocelis. Fortune amici vulnera, sutra di prebelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I love history, and I love studying different human cultures, and I love integrating with all the information I currently access in all my sources. And, you know, you've seen the corporate media attack me over the years. Oh, Jones is this Russophile, and he just gushes over, you know, Putin and all this other stuff. As Alexander Dugin just said 20 minutes ago, Russia's resistance to the globalist satanic cancer is a normal human response to the disease. It's the white blood cell. It's what we should be doing, and we are. And we are so close to routing these people. Everything they push is antithetical to normal human behavior, antithetical to God. And geopolitically, we never wanted to drive Russia into China's arms. It's bad for us at the end of the day, just from a cold-blooded perspective. So Trump is very pragmatic and was doing the right thing. Now he puts out statements, I'll read in a moment, about, well, you know, if Russia doesn't make a deal, Ukraine can't win a war if it doesn't strike them. Well, by that extension, if the weapons hitting Russia are made in the U.S., then Russia should hit the U.S., which I'm not calling for. The West started this. Zbigniew Brzezinski helped engineer it before he died, and Victoria Nuland and Soros, they brag. Again, I've played the clips dozens of times. The Ursula von der Leyen, the unelected EU, and her designate, her aide-de-camp, saying, we're going to have a 20-year war, we're going to break Russia in pieces. Well, they've already lost. It didn't work. So all you can do is then go to full war with Russia. And they said 6 months ago, we have the northern group of the NATO, led by Starmer and Macron and now Mears, and well, they're not snorting cocaine on trains. None of them have ever been in the military. Just, you know, it's like you have these guys ever in the military, and you got these women with their long fingernails and fancy dresses. They're billionaires taking Pfizer money. Oh, well, how, if we can't crush Russia, we can't crush China. You can't crush anybody because there's nuclear weapons, dumbass. Napoleon and Hitler couldn't do it, and there weren't nuclear weapons then, you crazy people. So it's true megalomania. It is satanic brain rot. And now Russia said, no NATO, and you're not going to have weapons, and you're not moving foreign troops in. And they've said for 6 months, oh, we're going to put a 250,000-man EU NATO army in there. Even if it isn't NATO, it'll be from NATO. And then when the Russians blow them up, because they're attacking the Russians, they're going to scream, oh, Russia attacked us, Russia attacked NATO. So this is a way to get around Article 5 that Ukraine's not part of, is to put in their peacekeeping force. Then they get killed because they're directing attacks on Russia. They'll misrepresent it, and now you wake up and you're dead. And then all the Russians are dead, too. And I guess Satan wins. So you talk about Antichrist versus Antichrist. You got the floor. I'm trying to shut up, Alexander Dugin. Talk about this and where you see this going and how you think we can get Trump back here. And to me, it's a good sign, though, that they have now moved on John Bolton, one of the main ringleaders. And the word is they've got grand juries open. He's going to be indicted very soon. So, but you're right, though, in your post. It's very schizophrenic. I want peace, but we may strike Russia if they don't make a deal. This is not a business deal. You can't do that with art of the deal with something like this. You've got to make Ukraine and NATO stop. Alexander Dugin.
So, first of all, I think that Trump, during Alaska meeting with Putin, that was a huge victory, a huge success of the peace on both parts. So Trump has shown his sovereignty, his power to show to the world that he could bring peace. So that was the great victory for Trump, because he managed to put Russia on the table to start the peace talk. And I think that Russia and the person of Putin, who is very powerful now. Now Russia is much more powerful than 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Now we are on the rise, and we are now in the offensive operation in Ukraine. So we are winning. And in spite of all that, Putin has agreed to come to Alaska, to American, to NATO territory, in order to speak with Trump. That was the sign of great respect of our political leader to American leader, to Trump. And they have achieved very important agreements about how to make the peace happen, how to organize that, how to fulfill the task of peace. But what came after? So the European leaders and Zelensky came to Washington, and they, and I think the neocons, all the neocons, as Richard Blumenthal, as Lindsey Graham, and the other, Mark Levin, they came to Trump as well in order to persuade him to change some points, some elements, some expressions in the agreement between America and Russia. And the title, some strategical security from the West, was transformed in the clearly unacceptable elements of this agreement. So the European country should deploy their troops on the earth in the Ukraine, and United States of America should grant the no-fly zone over Ukraine. That is the total control over Ukraine by NATO. But we started to fight against that. So that was the origin, and Trump many times he has said the same thing, that the origin of that was the direct threat to Russia from NATO. And after having agreed with Putin to stop that, to cancel the causes, the origins, the sources of this situation, after that, the agreement is changed under our eyes by the pressure of globalists, of deep state, of the European anti-Trumpist, anti-MAGA leaders. And they transformed the original, very successful agreement between Putin and Trump in something totally different. So now, in the present version, it is impossible, it is unthinkable to accept that by Russia. We try at any price, we are trying to save the peace agreement. But now I think that there is the huge operation of sabotage of this peace. And it is directed not only against us. We could stay the fight. If we will be obliged, we can fight until our death against this aggression, because we consider the behavior of the NATO in Ukraine as aggression, direct aggression against our country. As if, for example, we would try to impose our military and political control over Mexico, over Canada, and threatening the United States of America to attacking its legitimate strategical interests. And now we are in this, we are on the fence. So, and we were already, we have agreed with Trump, but what was done with this previous agreement in Alaska, that great step toward the peace, was sabotaged, was destroyed was disfigured, was dismantled by the pressure of this deep state. We could not only blame the European countries or Zelensky. They need war. They are totally, as you have said correctly, Alex, they are totally irresponsible, or maybe they are just sick people wanting to die. But they have destroyed and disfigured this original plan. And I think the problem with Trump, that he, with all the good desire, with all his goodwill and his absolute loyalty to American interests and American people, now he is fooled.
And Alexander, Dugan, to quantify that, I totally agree, and I predicted this. Trump said, no, you're going to give up some territory. You've lost. You don't have the cards. Do it. We'll come up with a security zone with the U.S. And then the European leaders smartly came in and acted nice to him and said yes, 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 but then came back with the original plan that is all of Russia's red lines. And so Trump, you know, over time gets wise to this. He understands the back and forth, but he has to be very firm with them because we're funding 85% of it, running all of the actual, you know, operations with sophisticated weapons. And Trump has said that before, but he's trying to just over time discredit them and get them on board. But that gives them time to launch false flags, you name it. So let me ask you this question. How would the United States exit out of this? And what do you think NATO would do? Would they try to go it alone? And then, or could Trump, could we remove Zelensky and then have elections? Could the U.S. fix the problem that way? Or are we so infiltrated with NATO and British intelligence it can never happen?
So first of all, I think that there is no easy solution to the situation, because in order to understand the depth of the situation of the present crisis in our relations with the West, we need to get to the history. We could not avoid that, because the history, it is a most important element of that. So first of all, we need to understand that it is about the civil war, as you have said that. So in order to put the end to the civil war, you need to understand the both parts. You need to get in the details and the history and the identity. That is first. And that is, we could not suggest some simplistic solution for that. The other thing, it is the globalist agenda that tries to destroy the globalists. They try to destroy any obstacle on their way to impose on the humanity the world government. So, and they use Zelensky as the element, as the tool. They could sacrifice them, almost 2 million of Ukrainian people, Russian people already dead in this war. They want more because they don't care about the real losses. So then,
and Lindsey Graham's made jokes about, oh, it's great, we got the Russians all killing each other. They laugh about it.
Exactly. And that is cynical, and that is very, very, very cruel thing, because when you lose your own children, your very close friends, so that is a very important thing, and Europe and the West is out of that. So you risk nothing in that. You are using ourselves, our part of Russia.
And that's where the delusion comes in. When all the RAND Corporation, all the war games say it leads to nuclear war, you have all these people like Lindsey Graham and Ursula von der Leyen and Starmer that are so disconnected from reality. That's the real danger.
Absolutely. But if we consider that, if we put this conflict, Ukrainian conflict, in the broader context, we see that is nothing to do with interest of the West, because the main problem, as many times J.D. Vance or Peter Hegseth, they have said that the problem with the West is the West, is the liberal elites corrupted, they're globalists. They have transformed your societies, your country into some some hell with immigrants, with this perverted people, with gender politics.
So speaking of that, in the time we have left, I can talk to you for hours. Who is Zelensky? And to the question of, I guess Trump's so surrounded by spies he can't do it, why not just remove Zelensky and then hold elections? Because we know the U.S. basically runs NATO. What are some, are there any, I know it's complex, but are there any quick fixes?
So maybe that could solve the situation, because he is totally illegitimate. And I think in the free elections, he will be immediately replaced by some other. But the problem is, to say the truth, the real friend of Trump, real friend of MAGA, it is Russia. Traditionalist Russia that is fighting against the same enemy you are fighting inside your society, inside the West, because that is not about Russians or Americans or Europeans. It is about who rules this globalist corrupted elite or the sovereign nations, sovereign people, sovereign
countries. No, I totally agree. So clearly, though, correct me if I'm wrong, Russia's doing even better economically under attack. That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger, to quote Nietzsche. And Russia's won the war for strategic aims, as it stated. It doesn't want Ukraine. It wants a security zone. And so Russia holds the cards, unless the West is willing to go to full nuclear war, and then nobody holds the cards. And so that just needs to be stated, and Trump just needs to execute that. And I agree, the very same Hollywood pedophile scum that's attacking Russia, because it's gotten back to its roots, is attacking us. It hates anything strong or sovereign. Can you just briefly speak to, has Russia gotten stronger under all of this, which I think is a fact, but how much stronger has it gotten, really being inoculated against color revolution? You see the other mass awakening to globalists and elections being won everywhere, so the EU is trying to ban their political opposition. They are getting weaker every day. They're being exposed. And so they need to capitulate, but they won't capitulate.
So first of all, economically, now we are on the rise because we depended too much from the other country, from international trade. And now we were obliged to do that. We started to develop our own industry, economy, high tech. So we believed in the international cooperation, and that was the illusion. And we have paid the price for that. And after this, all of these sanctions, we started to rely on ourselves. And there is a huge economical miracle now in Russia. We are in a rise. We have prospering economy relying on ourselves. So we have replaced all the weak points in our economy by our own production industry. We have created many, many worker places. So we are on the rise economically, and the sanctions made us the very much good. So that was the gift from the West, these sanctions, because we started to rely on ourselves, and that is economical. We have regained the economical sovereignty, and that is the way to the civilizations, to the people, to the society, to follow.
That's what scares BlackRock and the Rothschilds and their attack on humanity. So just in a brief, you did a great job, Dr. Carlson. Can you explain the stages of liberalism and why it leads to the end of humanity?
So I think that liberalism from the beginning, I hate to say it, it is sad to say it, but from the beginning it was something false, it was wrong, because liberalism made equation. They identified, the liberals identified to be human and to be individual. But if you are only individual, you are going to lose. You are going to be liberated from all kind of collective identity. And to be human, it is collective identity. That why now from gender politics, there is the shift from gender politics to the post-humanist politics, because the The last thing you should do to liberate the individual from collective identity, it is abandon human identity to transform yourself in something post-human, maybe machine, maybe artificial general intelligence or chimera and something like that. So liberalism is arriving at its final point, and that is precisely, as Peter Thiel has said it, that is something antichrist in that. That is satanic. So that is the logic of the development of the post-Christian, anti-Christian Western modern secular model. So liberalism has led to this conclusion. And there are the people, there are societies who resist against that, who don't want to accept this identification between human and individual. They try to save the collective identity, the family, the church, the state, the nation, the culture, the history, all kind of identities, collective identities. And that is, I think, the main meaning of the final battle, the humans against post-humans, the traditional civilizations, traditional values against this globalist agenda. That is why the globalists really hate Putin, hate Russians, hate us. Because we are defending that. And I thought that MAGA is about the same thing, about to save the human meaning of
but now it's going in the wrong direction, so we have to correct it, and that's what we're doing. Is I've noticed the Israel lobby and others try to put all this pressure on us to not do Iran and all that, and said, oh, you're not the real MAGA, shut up. No, you're the fake MAGA that was anti-Trump. We are here to not panic, but to put Trump's feet to the fire. And we're having big success. But, you know, pulling back from that, the Amish lived about 86 on average. The average American, 74. Our how long we live is dropping. The system's killing us. The Amish are a control group. So if you've got Russia and a few other countries that get out of globalism and then do well, the rest of the world sees that and says, oh, this is a bad system. They need total control so that nobody can escape. And that's why all these Hollywood people hate Russia so much. They thought they had control of it under communism. Now they really didn't after Lenin was gone, in my view. And now they're in total panic mode because they see not just Russia, but more countries leaving it, led by Eastern Europe for whatever historical reasons. Maybe you can speak to that briefly. And they just see everything slipping through their hands. So they think if we can just crush MAGA and crush Russia, that will supposedly turn the tide. But the tide's already inexorable against them. I wish they would accept defeat.
So I think that MAGA is the great example of how the people could win. So we have almost forgotten this state of things where the good could win, and in our eyes. So we were absolutely happy with the victory of Trump over all the enemies, all the hatred he experienced during his political career. So the victory of MAGA was the sign that the people could win, that we could overcome, that their power of the globalist, corrupted, liberal, post-humanist elite could be overcome by the will of the good people. And I think that is why some steps of President Trump are so painful for us, because we consider him to be the symbol of the victory of the good sense of the normality over this perversion. So in my lessons at university, I'm making some schemes, some pictures about the history, about the logic. And there is very important point that I have added the last years, last year. So after the victory of the Trump, so there is the possible return to the normality. And the MAGA victory and the Trump's victory was the sign of great return to the normality. And that is
Alexander,
why
I know you've got to go soon. We got to go a little bit late. I got a 2-minute break. Do 5 more minutes. I want you to finish up. Also talk about the anniversary of your daughter's murder in 2022. Just briefly, 5 more minutes. But what you're saying is so important. But regardless, Trump is an archetype, and now the seeds of this started in Russia. Trump expanded America in these two big polar powers. That's where the revolution would actually come from if you're going to win it. Regardless of what happens to Trump, these seeds are planted. They're not going anywhere, and people have a real hunger for sovereignty and a return to God's plan. Back with Alexander Dugan in 2 minutes. A.G. Dugan on X. The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Angel of darkness is upon you, stuck a need on your arm. So take another toke, have a blow for your nose.
Alexander Dugan joining us. I've read some of his books. Some have been translated in English. You can find those. We'll put the URL up for you to find his books there. But his daughter on August 20th, 2022 was blown up after an event they had. They were trying to get him, and right in front of him, he saw that. I know it's hard to talk about for him, but he's definitely got skin in the game for what we're talking about here. But just, you know, remembering her, and you know others and others that have been persecuted, it will be such a victory for humanity to end this. And this is the globalist plan. It's beyond insane, and it's so satanic. And if Trump can do this, and if Putin can do this, it's just so important for everybody. So just in closing, speaking about your amazing daughter and all her great work as a journalist, and just how dirty the Ukrainians and the British intelligence have been, the CIA. Just a little bit about your daughter, Daria Dugina, here in closing.
Daria wasn't, when they killed her, they tried to kill the future. And now, after 3 years of her death, there was inaugurated the monument for her as the sign of recognition from our people, from our motherland. So they tried to kill us all, to kill me, to kill the thought,
They could not speak with me, with us. They could not convince that they are right in the dialogue. So they use the weapon, they use the explosives, and they have killed her. They have killed myself, because for me that would be much easier to die and to experience and to live what I came and I'm coming through. But I think they didn't win. After all, they didn't win. And it is not only the memory. That is the message. We have assembled the Daria's texts in 5 books, and these books are translated now in English, in Italian, and Spanish, and many other languages. So the Daria lives. Her ideas lives. And she inspired so many people, the thousands, maybe the tens of thousands of people to come and to defend Russia. So she has created the fire. She started the awakening process in our society. So nothing is in vain in the eyes of God. And I am very very grateful to all the people through all the world who expressed their condolences to my daughter, and she lives. I believe she will live forever as the soul, and she will resurrect at the end time. So I strongly believe in God, in church, in the soul, and I think only that belief helps to me to live more.
Well, absolutely. If they were trying to kill her ideas, all they did was make them 100 times stronger. And she definitely lives forever and has got the real Viking King death there. So she lives forever, and beautiful person, amazing writings, and a patriot. And, that's why these cowards did this. And it just shows the type of scum they are, and all the rest of the lies they tell that are just absolute crap. Like hundreds of thousands of kids kidnapped by Russians. The Russians go, tell us who they are. We'll give them to all lies. I just follow the truth, and I see a lot more truth out of Russia than I see out of the evil people that have hijacked our West and are trying to cut our son's genitals off. So God bless you. God bless your daughter. God bless your wife. I know you've been through a lot. And Alexander Dugan, thank you so much. In the words of Obi-Wan Kenobi, you can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. God bless you, Alexander Dugan. We appreciate you, and Godspeed.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. She got the Obi-Wan Kenobi death, folks. You can't be more powerful than that. We'll be right back. I would be so blessed. Stay with us.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, joined in studio today by Tiffany Cianci. She is, of course, an activist raising awareness about the critical threat that private equity poses to American society. She's raising the alarm and putting pressure on private equity firms that are covertly monopolizing entire industries by using hostile takeovers and kangaroo courts. Learn how to fight back by following her on X at The Vino Mom. That's the V-I-N-O Mom. Or by going to TiffanyCianci.com. That's at the Vino mom and tiffanycianci.com. Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us in studio.
I'm so excited. I'm in town and I could come in and do this.
This is great. It was great seeing you at Ron Paul's birthday, and you told me you were going to be in Austin, and we couldn't pass up this chance, especially since there's so much stuff going on. I wish it was better news that that you were joining us for, but what is the latest with private equity?
Well, you've shared all my videos. You've been involved the whole way through. I've been screaming that private equity needed a bailout, that their bubble was popping, and that they were going to seek one with President Trump. And I begged the world to back me in stopping him from doing it, letting him know we weren't going to tolerate it. I wish it was enough. So many people tried. But what ended up happening is a few weeks ago, after 7 years of lobbying, seven consecutive years, private equity has known this death spiral was coming for years. You can't strip mine wealth out of companies and not know that eventually the bankruptcies will follow. You're strip mining something. Eventually the earth runs out of minerals. Eventually, like, that mining site has to give up. The same is true when you strip mine a company, a community. And they knew it was coming. And they laid the pressure on very heavily after Trump floated the idea of closing the carried interest loophole, which in retrospect, I actually think he used as a fundraising maneuver. I said I thought that was a possible risk. Their spend with Congress went up by like 300% after he did that. And just 2 weeks ago, just a few days after I posted my last plea begging everyone to be loud, he signed an executive order and buried it in an executive order a lot of people that watch this channel were happy about.
Right.
It was an executive order that allowed people to invest their 401k in crypto. But silently, on the backside of that very popular initiative, he included that 401ks could now invest money in private equity funds. And he put in a caveat that you couldn't sue your fund manager for mismanaging your funds in doing so.
So that just opened up this gigantic pool of money that previously private equity had not had access to.
Yeah.
Which is all of our retirement fund. If you have a retirement fund, it's probably yours that is now been made available to the likes of BlackRock and others.
In the lead up to trying to get him to sign this executive order, there were all of these articles that were pay to play that were put in places like Fortune and Forbes that were literally touting that once you invest your 401k in private equity, you're going to get 1,000% windfalls. We talked about this on your show.
Yep.
This was an actual headline from, I think, Fortune. And it was, you're going to get 1,000% windfalls that will make your brain melt.
Mm-hmm.
This was supposed to be a finance magazine. That's not a headline.
Right.
That's a car salesman gimmick.
Right.
That's a used car salesman's pitch. Okay. And they were doing this over and over again in the weeks leading up to this so that people would be excited about it, would not push back, would not go to their fund managers and say, don't you dare, because there are roughly $4 trillion in assets sitting in private equity right now that they can't sell.
Right.
They're stuck. And the interest rates have ballooned. Like, a lot of people think that the interest rates that private equity is paying is like 7%, like we're paying on a house. No. They bought everything they bought and leveraged it with adjustable rate debt. And so they're paying like 14% interest, 19% interest. If it's considered a distressed asset, 21% interest on $1 billion.
Right.
That's insane. And they can't pay the bills anymore. And just like 08, in 08, we talked about this being like 08.
Yeah.
In 08, the banks privatized all the profit for years. They never gave anything back to the American people. They took all that money and left all of that bad debt.
Yeah.
And we bailed them out. Just like in 08, they had privatized the boom years of private equity for the last decade, and now they're socializing the risk. All of us are going to pay that price.
It's so outrageous. And, you know, it's almost ironic that in the last segment, I played a video from a guy running for Congress, and his whole pitch was, you know, they're killing the golden goose. And then the article that you brought in to talk about this has that exact phrase, private equity will never be the same. 401ks are the golden goose.
Yeah.
And this is... the $12 trillion market for retirement savings is the golden goose for asset managers. But for private equity funds, it's been pretty much untouchable, but that's about to change. So is it over? Now they have access to these funds. I mean, do we have to claw this back? Do we have to have another order to undo the first order? I mean, what can we do now that this has gone through?
There has not been a single law or executive order written by any president since Carter that gave private equity more power that ever took it back.
Right.
Ever. Since Carter.
Right.
Not one. Every single thing they've ever gotten, they used to exploit more of our communities, more of our businesses, more of our small businesses, more of our families. They have never given one thing back, and no president has ever taken it back. And every time we've gotten close, they've spent enough money to make sure it never happened.
Well, what is the argument here? Because at least with 2008, as you know, fallacious as the argument was, it was, well, these banks are too big to fail. If we don't do this, it's going to be, you know, it's going to make the Great Depression look like a cakewalk. I mean, what is the argument here for opening up the 401ks for private equity?
The argument that they want us to believe, or the argument they made to Trump?
Well, either one. I mean, I guess that's the convenience of doing this through executive orders and in secret, is you never have to actually make the argument. At least in 2008, they had to pitch it to the American people like it was a good thing. What arguments are they making?
The arguments that they made to Trump were numerous, but some of the most effective ones. We've all seen Trump is very upset with Jerome Powell.
Right.
He really wants him to lower interest rates. I caution people to recognize that lowering interest rates is bidding for a bad economy.
Hmm.
It's really dangerous. The American people, we don't have the capital to buy anything right now, but private equity desperately needs lower interest rates.
Okay.
And what's happened is because all of the leveraged debt they've put onto their companies has skyrocketed because the interest rates are high, and we have sticky inflation that will not come down because of greedflation and a number of other issues. What's happened is there's no longer a fair market valuation for any of their companies because they can't flip it for more than what they've already leveraged on top of it.
Right.
So they have somewhere between $3.8 and $4.8 trillion in assets that are stuck. And their funds are supposed to close out at this point. A lot of people don't know that private equity operates in 7 to 10 year funds. So no private equity firm owns what they buy.
Oh, okay.
That's how they avoid any liability. They create a limited partnership fund.
Okay.
And a few people put in a little money, and they borrow the rest from our pensions and banks and all kinds of things. And when they put that money in there, they have 10 years to spend it, extract revenue from something, dump it, do it one more time through 2-3 year cycles, and get people rich and get out. So let's say I want to buy Payless shoes because we know private equity killed them. So I might buy Payless shoes. Let's say I bought it for $100 million. $10 million of that might have been the actual partner's money.
Right.
The other $90 million is borrowed with adjustable rate debt. Okay. And I have 3 years to strip mine as much wealth out of that company as I can and find somebody to flip it to, or I could do the just thing and make it better and take it to IPO.
Right.
Nobody's doing that anymore. They've just abandoned that. It's just strip mining at this point. We haven't seen a real meaningful reform IPO in quite some time.
Right.
Okay. So if they were doing good work, they would be making the company better and IPOing it for the good of their fund. What they found with strip mining is just far more efficient because you could strip mine in 18 months, dump it to the next guy, strip mine in 18 months, dump it to the next guy. But right now, because the debt has gone up so high, they can't fair market flip it anymore. They're listing it and no one's buying. And so what they've started doing is something called a secondaries fund valuation, where they either create a continuation fund because they can't sell anything to close out their funds and finish their contracts. So they make a continuation fund where they just kind of extend their obligation, which only bankers can get away with, I'm sure.
Right.
Private equity firms can get away with. Or they're flipping it to one another on the secondaries market. Well, why I say, hey, I'm over here at, I don't know, Blackstone, and you're over there at, I don't know, let's say KKR. And I'm like, I have $60 billion in assets I need to flip. Now my funds have to close. And you say, I've got 60. You say, I'll give you 80 if you give me 80, and then they'll each be worth 80. And you flip them. That is fake.
Yeah.
That's a pyramid scheme. Even the Financial Times has called the secondaries market a pyramid scheme in modern private equity. Financial Times has said that clearly.
Like a Ponzi scheme or something. Robbing Peter to pay Paul. I mean, classic phrase, right?
But because the interest rates are stuck, all of these wealthy people that have invested in private equity, which is really what it comes down to, is a donor class,
right,
have their money stuck in private equity. And what people don't understand, and this is where it's going to hurt their 401ks, is that if I invest $50,000 in my 401k and it turns into $150,000 over 10 years, my fees on that are 0.5% per year.
Hmm.
That's $7,700 over 10 years,
right,
that I pay in fees for managing and getting me $100,000 returns. If I do the same thing with private equity, I'm giving them over $60,000.
Oh, wow.
Because they get 2% of everything they manage and 20% of all your returns. Well, right now, every wealthy person that dumped $1 billion into private equity and they can't flip it is still paying those fees with no returns. So they needed this. They needed capital to come into the market so they could start flipping things again, even though it's at artificially valuated products. It's a complete facade. And we won't know it because we won't find out what it's actually worth for 10 years when our fund invests in it. For 10 years, it's going to look like we're coming up roses. Because do you remember that article I told you about the 1,000% returns?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, let me tell you
what that is. The used car salesman pitch from Fortune, yeah.
Let me tell you how they actually do that.
Okay.
So let's say that they have a company they bought at $100 million. Private equity doesn't ever have to say what something's really worth.
Okay.
There's no SEC filings. There's no, you know, they'll just say, this is worth $1 billion now. They'll say, this is worth $1 billion now. It's gone up 1,000%. It's worth $1 billion now. Okay. And they fair market list it for $1 billion and no one will buy.
Right.
No one will buy. And they're like, 990, 800 million. No one will buy. 700 million. No one will buy. Well, the debt is 700 million because they've stacked that much on top of it and they're stuck. So they take the loss. They decide to do the trade and they say they're trading at $1 billion.
Right.
Seems reasonable, right? But it wouldn't sell even at 100 million, 200 million. So your fund gets to buy in and immediately that fund gets to mark it up to what they say is the fair market valuation. And suddenly your fund manager looks like a rock star to you because
wow.
You have $1 billion in assets now in your fund. But you won't know for 10 years till that fund closes out that it couldn't flip the first time at fair market cost. And it sure as heck isn't going to the second time.
And it's just like, as you go through all this, you haven't mentioned customers, you haven't mentioned products, you haven't mentioned services. Like this is all just black magic nonsense.
This is literally Monopoly money just throwing back and forth in like the game of Monopoly when
right.
Someone owns everything, no one does.
Oh
right?
My God.
We don't have real valuations on anything with private equity. And I am not saying all private equity is evil. I want to clear, like a lot of people think I assume that. If your mom gives you money to start a business, that is private equity.
Right.
Private equity is anything that doesn't come from the public. Okay. If I'm not selling shares to get my equity, that is private equity. If your mom gives you money, that's not evil. Okay.
Right.
That's an investment from somebody you know and you're trying to give her a return. There are even private equity firms that do good work. I think it's called Levine Lichtenstein. They have a bunch of franchises they've bought that they did very good work with. They saved Tropical Smoothie Cafe, Fast Signs, Nothing But Cakes. Mm. The problem is that even with good funds that turn companies around, that's what we want. We want companies that are turning companies around, taking them to IPO.
And that's the pitch. I mean, that's why they would allow this to happen in the first place. Yeah.
Yes. Even with those companies, eventually that fund has to close out and they have to sell it.
Right.
They're not selling it to themselves. They have to sell it to someone else. They saved Tropical Smoothie Cafe, and this year they sold them to Blackstone.
Oh, no.
Okay? And so now the death spiral will begin. It might
right.
be slow, but it's going to begin, you see? And so it's just...
Yeah, and the golden goose or, you know, whatever you want to... It's, you know, it's just the greed of like, okay, I give you a dairy cow, and you could, for 20 years, get milk out of the cow or eggs out of your chicken, but instead you're going to slaughter them now because you just want the beef now. And then, you know, in a month from now, you're going to have no beef, no milk, no eggs, and nothing.
But it would be like that if I saved one steak from that cow and still called it worth 20 years of dairy cow in 10 years.
Right, right.
That you would have to save one steak, strip mine everything else out of the cow and say, this is still worth the value of that cow.
Yeah.
And somebody would believe you and buy it.
It just is so short-sighted and ridiculous. And, you know, I also... And the fact that like these companies have so much power and they are clear, like they're open about their, you know, desires of this. They're not looking for a better life for you and your family. They're not looking to improve the business. You've got Larry Fink at the head of BlackRock saying we have to force behavioral changes. And of course that all involves DEI and ESG and just destroying everything good in the first place. And now he's in charge of the World Economic Forum.
I was going to say, did you see what happened last week?
Should we get into that? So what's the significance of that? That the manager of the largest private equity firm, largest stakeholder, shareholder, the owner of everything, BlackRock, is now in charge of the World Economic Forum, or is at least now, you know, replacing Klaus Schwab, the head of the world. What does that portend to you?
I mean, first of all, he did it through a blatant power grab and it was very hostile.
Okay.
He really wanted that job. Like, he really wanted that seat.
Interesting.
As the interim chair.
Okay, this wasn't something foisted upon him.
This was not like, oh, I'll take it for the team. He wanted this.
Really? Okay, I haven't heard this.
And there was a lot of backdoor maneuvering to get him in this position.
Interesting.
But what we should ask ourselves as a nation, as a world, really, what we must ask ourselves is if we want the person almost single-handedly responsible for the monopolization of our entire stock market and the wealth extraction of the entire middle class, now setting policy from the same seat of power that said we would own nothing and be happy.
Right.
He's already done the work to begin the process of turning us into a renter society. And we're going to allow that? That's our plan? The WEF is where that quote came from.
Right.
And now the man that set the stage for this to be our reality is there. We're almost at the perfect stage for the final game of Monopoly. And let me tell you, the whole point of Monopoly is that no one wins.
Right.
People think you win Monopoly. Monopoly was made as a warning. Literally, the owner said he made it as the inventor. He said he made it as a warning. Because when somebody owns every property and every space, there's nobody with any money to rent from you.
Right.
There's nothing left. And somebody's got to flip the board. I don't want to flip the board.
Right.
I don't want to flip this great American board that we've built. I want to save it. I want to diversify it. I want to divest. I want people to start having buying power. I want people to take part in politics. I want people to stop fighting each other. When I got news, you don't have anything to fight about. The only people you should be fighting are down versus up.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want. And I don't want to flip the board, but we are so dangerously close.
So how do we get there? Because, you know, I see it on top of everything. Because I think a lot of people feel like you feel. I think if more people understood what was really going on, they would be vehemently against it, which is why it's all, you know, undercover and all these sort of weasel words are used. And you'll get 1,000% return. What's the big deal? So obviously, like, they're trying to keep a cap on this. But then I also worry that, you know, the right wing, it seems like most of the time they see, you know, people complaining about the financial situation and it's just, yeah, quit complaining, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Well, meanwhile, you got a bunch of socialists and communists out there going, let's flip the board. We're going to flip the board together and then we'll be in charge. What do we have to do to fix this problem without, you know, resorting to these communists and socialists taking power? Because they're the only ones that seemingly give a crap about. And obviously we know that these ideas are horrible. So what's the better pitch? How do we fix things without, you know, contributing to the rise of socialism and communism in this country?
If I told you, they might not let me come back on. Do you really want me to
tell? I want you to tell me.
Okay.
You're allowed to say whatever you want here. You're live on TikTok too. They have a new censor. So that's the only thing you have to be careful about.
I want to be clear that I don't believe that we're past the point of no return, but I believe we are dangerously close. Historically, if you look back at any civilization in human history, you get to very dramatic political swings left-right. You get to about 8 and society irreparably fractures and someone flips the board. We're on like swing 6.5.
Right.
We're very, very close in our 4-year swings. And we used to have this moderating force in America that would pull us back to the middle in times of turmoil. We've always had that. That really changed in 2010 with Citizens United. Simultaneously, as the powers that be began to pour money into elections to control our politicians and to convince them to forget about their constituents, which they have absolutely and effectively done, simultaneously they poured money into places like the Republican National Committee and the Democrat National Committee and huge private interests to make sure that we started hating each other.
Right.
Prior to then, we could agree to disagree and we would learn from each other and we would still be friends and we would exist in third spaces. Starting in 2010, money did not just pour into politics. It poured into hate campaigns and divided us more than ever. It's been very intentional. Both sides have intentionally divided us over minuscule amounts of our values.
Mm.
Literally, the average American, we have 93, the average working class American has 93% of their values in common with the person they believe they hate the most.
Right.
And about 10% in common with a billionaire.
Right.
Okay? But for some reason, we allow them to convince us that I should hate some guy down the street from me because there's a flag in his yard,
right,
or one in the back of his pickup truck, instead of literally looking at them and going, I disagree with you on a few things, but I disagree with them on everything.
Right.
And I can do better. And so what it would really take is us demanding more from our politicians. But the only way we could do that, the only way politically, historically, that has ever worked is to recapture their fear. I almost brought my t-shirt today that says make politicians afraid again. And I'm speaking about losing their jobs. I want to be clear. I'm speaking about losing their jobs. I got that at the Libertarian National Convention.
Yeah.
Someone gave it to me as a present.
Great.
What I'm saying is that right now we have become so good and so conditioned at voting for who we're told to, just to stay red or blue. Vote blue no matter who. vote red or else we're dead, right? Right? Like I've heard that. I've seen those slogans. I've seen the bumper stickers, right? We've been so conditioned to vote blue no matter who that we keep people in office that haven't done anything for us in 30 years. And somehow they're still there clinging to power with $400 million in the bank. Okay. They make 174 grand a year.
Right.
That's not okay. And so right now, all politicians, not all, there's about 12 that don't take any money from outside interests. Ro Khanna started the No PACs caucus. I love that.
Yeah.
That's why I interview Ro all the time. I disagree with him on all kinds of stuff, lots of stuff, but I interview him constantly, right? Thomas Massey, like there are people in the No PACs caucus that we should be paying attention to. But what's happening, what we have to do, if we want this to fundamentally change, would require us to, one, show up at midterms and show up at the primaries for midterms. Right now, like we have something like 0.03% of the voting public shows up at a primary for a midterm.
Right.
Great. and we wonder why the same people have been there for 30 years. All we have to do on both sides is just vote out the incumbents.
Right.
We don't even have to vote against our party. Just vote against the guy that's already there in your party.
Right.
If he's not doing anything for you, get rid of him.
By the time the primaries are over, it's you're stuck with
you're stuck with them, or we're back to vote red or you're dead. Vote blue no matter who. But if we can get to the primaries and just take a few jobs, all we have to do is flip the calculus. Right now, all political calculus is I am more afraid of losing my donors and my power than I am of losing your vote, because they have nothing to fear.
Yeah.
They have nothing to fear. Dan Snyder, I think it's Dan Snyder, was running last year in Nebraska against, I think it was Deb Sullivan. Sullivan? I think it was Sullivan. I could be wrong on all the names. He was running. He was a union leader. He was running. She did not show up for a single constituent event until like 3 weeks before the primary. She only beat him by 3%. She literally ignored every invitation for a town hall, failed to show up at meetings her constituents organized for her, didn't even bother. But no one showed up to vote in the primaries. And he still got within 3%. Okay? He could have, and that was in an election year.
Right.
She didn't even show up for them.
And that's the case across the country. And I mean, right now, we're in this weird position where it's like, yes, we're 6.5 swings into the 8 swing cycle, but like, at the same time, there's so much opportunity for massive positive change. We'll be right back with Tiffany Cianci.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated. And it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it, too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the Methylene Blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the Methylene Blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is the American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. My guest is a little bubbly angel of doom here sitting next to me. It's so funny. Tiffany Cianci is my guest at The Vino Mom on X. The Vino Mom on X. The website, TiffanyCianci.com. You also have a huge following on TikTok. How can people follow you there?
At Tiffany Cianci on TikTok and YouTube.
At Tiffany Cianci. And it's true. You're such like a bubbly and happy person. And then you're just like, we're all going to die. Like, we're on the edge of the precipice and we're being pushed over. So it's very interesting. But I feel the same way myself too. I'm up here just reporting the worst things in the world, and I just try to make it funny. And I'm actually a happy guy, but it's like, what do we do, Tiffany? What are we doing here?
In American history, whenever we came at the precipice of doom or loss for our country, our people have always rallied to change things. Okay. We have always and inevitably risen up. Now, we've never been against interests that are as powerful as we are at this point. There has never been this much. I mean, the 20s were kind of close, but they weren't allowed to pay the politicians directly. It was secret bribes under the table. You know what I mean? But we've never at any point in American history been at a point that was so close to feudalism.
Right.
Right. That is what they're
creating. Even the robber barons, at least they built libraries for people. I mean, it's like you see the guys that are controlling the world now, and it's like, can we go back? Like, maybe Rockefeller wasn't that bad. At least he built trains. These people are just vampires. And I'm joking, obviously.
No, I mean, Rockefeller's evil too. We gave them the cover with Dodge versus Ford.
Yep.
And prior to that, they didn't have that cover.
Which is so weird because, I always thought that was a pretty ridiculous ruling, right? The background is that Henry Ford wanted to pay his people really well.
Double. He wanted to pay them double what everyone else was paying.
And basically they said, no, you can't do that. You have to prioritize fiduciary responsibility to your investors, meaning they have to get the returns first, and then whatever's left over can. And so, I've always been against that because it just seems obvious.
Do you know how Dodge brought the case?
I don't remember.
They bought one share of Ford stock and filed as a shareholder.
I didn't know that. I thought it was because they were.
No, that's why they did it. They didn't want to compete with them anymore.
Yeah,
because they did not want to pay their employees well, and they did not want to invest in the communities. So they bought a share of Ford stock and brought a case as a shareholder.
I didn't realize that, but I know the outcome. Like, I was always like, that's a ridiculous outcome, but hey, that's the law. That's how it's been forever. And now I'm like appealing to that. I'm like, well, but wait, because DEI, ESG, it just never made any sense. obviously, if you want to make profit, the thing to do is to hire the best person. If you're now hiring somebody on the basis of race, you're decreasing your likelihood of achieving profit. How is that not violating fiduciary responsibility? And it's one of these things they just did, and investors just went, oh, okay, now there's a new, you know, ESG scale that I can, you know, judge investments by.
It's who was the individual crazy. That set that standard?
It was Larry Fink, wasn't it?
And how many of the companies that could have brought suits did he control the, like, controlling interest in?
Probably all of them.
Almost all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're shy about their intentions. It's not like they're actually trying to make anything better. They're trying to force behavior, which you only do if your behavior isn't something that you can make an argument for, right? Force is the last grasp of somebody who can't make an argument for something.
Yeah.
It's just completely insane. I want to get more into Larry Fink and the way he's taken over BlackRock, and almost like they're just rubbing it in our face at this point, but it's appropriate. I mean, BlackRock is the organization putting all this together, but
BlackRock
we have a lot of other stuff to get into as well.
From Blackstone. Blackstone came first, right. And it gave birth to BlackRock. I mean, there's a lot of things touching a lot of issues the American public cares about. Leon Black is over at Blackstone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to know why he paid Epstein $100 million. For tax advice.
It all ties in together.
Right? For
yeah,
tax advice.
Absolutely.
The head of one of the largest investment institutions in the world needed tax advice from Epstein, a guy with no college education, no certifications, but it was tax advice.
Very expensive.
Definitely $100 million worth of tax advice, everybody. It was most definitely not payment for anything else.
I mean,
nothing is connected. Nothing.
That's the craziest part. Like, obviously, it's all so deeply intertwined together. And, like, even as you're talking about, you know, the fact that all the normal people have more in common with each other than we do with the billionaires that are controlling things. I mean, I feel the same way when it comes to Israel, when it comes to Epstein. All of these topics are cross-party.
Yep.
Democrats are crying out for Epstein. We're crying out for Epstein.
Yep.
Democrats are pissed that we're supporting Israel. Right-wingers are pissed we're supporting Israel. So it's like, how... So that's at the end of the last segment, I was saying it feels like there's an opportunity. It feels like if we could break out of these molds, then we have a massive majority on our side on all of these topics.
And what does that take? Voting out the incumbents is the only path, because every one of them is staying silent right now because they are allegiant to AIPAC. They are allegiant to ChemAg. They are allegiant to pharma. They are allegiant to big oil. They are allegiant to all these special interests, these private equity firms, all of it. Franpak, all of them, okay?
Right.
They are allegiant to the people that control them through money. And until we show them that we're not going to vote how we're told, nothing will change. Nothing.
Yeah.
Right now, I mean, you want to talk about who's disappointing the left? AOC is entirely silent on Israel. Mm-hmm. Entirely. Her campaign was funded by a group that's closely aligned with AIPAC.
Right.
Okay? She is entirely silent on this issue. All right? You want to talk about letting down your entire institutional base?
Right.
Just look there. You can't say that we're America first, except for these other guys.
Yeah, yeah.
On the right, you can't do that. So when you look at people like Ro Khanna and Thomas Massie that are speaking, Rand Paul who are speaking, right? You see that they're only the ones that are unencumbered. Because
right.
they represent the interests of their voters or they lose their jobs. They don't have the money, so if they lose their voters, they lose their jobs. That is the answer to all our problems.
Right.
Now, I was in the car with my son. He's just turned 9. And my son, they were watching Miss Rachel.
Okay.
And she was talking about kids in Gaza.
Right.
I don't think I've ever talked to my kids about, I try to shelter my kids as much as I can from some of this stuff, especially with me being in politics all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
They asked me what it was, and I showed them some videos that were really hard to watch. And my son is so patriotic. He's so patriotic. And he said, Mom, why isn't our government helping those kids? It wrecked me. And I said, well, buddy, there's a lot of people spending a lot of money to make sure we don't help those kids.
Right.
And he's like, our government is hurting those kids? And do you know what he responded? I actually have the video. I haven't posted it. I've been too afraid to post it, of him talking to me in the van. He goes, why don't we just get rid of everyone in our government so we can help, like, stop helping
right,
this government?
Right.
Out of the mouths of babes, it is that simple. Doesn't matter if your issue is Israel. It doesn't matter if your issue is pharma. It doesn't matter if your issue is private equity. It does not matter if your issue is big oil or green energy or whatever. It doesn't matter what side you're on. If your issue is that your government is not serving you, there is a simple answer. Why don't we just get rid of the people in our government and we can get our government to do what we want? if my 9-year-old can figure it out. Turned 9 like 3 weeks ago, guys. Like, if my 9-year-old has that very clear, like, just, why don't we get rid of the people in our government? That's like, a great idea, buddy.
Yeah.
Good call.
If only it was that. I mean, well, it's our founding documents literally laid out in black and white.
Black
when it comes, you know, abusive to the ends, it has to be replaced. And like that, that is supposed to be. And, you know, we talk about this all the time, too, especially when it comes to something like AIPAC. You know, it's like you've got, as you lay out, you got guys like Thomas Massie, who it's like if they don't do what their voters want, they're out. And it was the case with Ron Paul as well. You know, for years and years, it was like, his base was his base, and they told him what to do. Now you've got, they don't need to concern themselves with the base. Why would they care? As long as they do what their AIPAC handler says, then they're golden. That's what they have to concern themselves with.
This is what worries me about our pendulum swings we were talking about. Mm. Historically, every time this happened, we would unseat a bunch of incumbents, but there was no big money controlling everything.
Right.
Back then, we had the fairness doctrine where everybody had to get a voice on TV.
Right.
Right. And I'm not saying everybody loves that. But everybody got choices, and it was in our face.
Yeah.
We didn't just have to show up that day and be like, vote red or vote blue.
Right.
Right? And we weren't as easily controlled. They weren't allowed to manipulate us through ads the way they do now. It was not, the propaganda was not the level it is today. And so what worries me today is that historically we have always drug our politicians back to the middle so that the pendulum would stop, like, doing huge arcs and eventually breaking.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is inevitably what broke Rome. That is what broke, like, the greatest, like, Persia. That's what's broken everyone, is huge swings from one dichotomy to the other. And when you think about the fact that we started with big swings, like, from Bush to Obama to, you know, Trump to, and then we're going to four-year swings now.
Right.
Now we're in 4-year swings. And we are doing huge swings, and nothing is getting better. We've had 30 years of the same fiscal policy and the same foreign policy, no matter who we elect. And over the last, like, 16 years, that has gone up by, like, 2,000% when you actually look at it.
It's astonishing, yeah.
And so when you think about that, statistically, we can do something. Historically, we've never had this much controlled opposition.
Right.
And it's scary.
And, you know, when you were saying at the beginning of the segment, you know, Americans tend to come together and pull ourselves out of it. Unfortunately, a lot of times that comes along with a war, sometimes a world war in the case of something like the Depression. So, I worry about that too, that these guys, they see, because you're right. I mean, it's like if you picture the waveform, it's like the frequency and the, you know, amplitude are both just going off the charts. We're coming to some sort of, crux here, some sort of end one way or the other. And I worry that the people in charge go, hey, we got no option now. It's got to be world war, which obviously they're trying with Iran and Russia.
Trying.
So all of these things are so deeply intertwined, and not to go totally into a different direction, but it's not really a different direction, because again, they're all braided together in this, noose around our neck. Maha, just, I didn't even know, you're telling me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, folks. I pay attention to the news all day, every day, but somehow I missed the release of this,
it was a leak.
Maha Commission. Yeah, it was a leak of the Maha Commission. Tell us about this.
So the Maha Commission report was supposed to come out back on the 12th. Mm. That was the word on the street. Then they said, no, we're going to do it in a couple weeks. We're just finalizing some details. And then just literally like a couple days later, it was leaked to the New York Times, a draft of it. We don't know if it was a final draft or an early draft. We're all hoping that it was an early draft because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Is the chair of the Maha Commission, but he controls HHS. He does not control the FDA, does not control
EPA.
The EPA.
Yeah.
But he does control the commission and the report that comes from the commission. And so as a result, right now, what the commissioner is allowed to do, he can't control what the EPA does, but he cannot approve their inclusion in the commission report.
Okay.
He gets to control the phrasing. He gets to control the tenor. He gets to control the messaging. He can say, absolutely not, I'm not approving this, because he is the chair. And I understand there's a lot of jockeying involved, but we have a president that told us we wanted to make America healthy again. We have a lot of people on the left and right that fully bought into that and said, absolutely, our kids are sick. Children have autism at unprecedented rates. We are sicker than any country on earth. We have food companies that are keeping us addicted. Like, absolutely. Let's make America. There was a one thing that we were like, yeah, we all.
Another thing we can come together on. Yes.
93%. We have a lot of values in common.
Do you want to eat plastic? No?
Right.
Great.
No,
we're on
great.
The same side.
We love that for us. I don't want to eat plastic. They don't want to eat plastic. We're all good.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he put Bobby in charge of HHS and put up a bunch of roadblocks.
Hmm.
They used Doge to drop a bunch of insiders from healthcare companies all around him to get in the way of his agenda. right? They put Brad Smith as the Doge chair for HHS, the guy who founded a healthcare company that depends on HHS money for their success.
Right.
And he dropped a bunch of his employees all around Bobby to control opposition and to create controlled opposition. They did the same thing everywhere else, but then they put Zeldin in charge at the EPA.
Right.
Like the lobbying darling for ChemAgra. Okay, the same people that are lobbying all across the United States with the American Legislative Exchange Council to give immunity for chem agri companies that, so that farmers that get cancer can't sue them when Iowa has the highest cancer rate in the United States by like double.
Right.
Okay. When the farmers have more cancer than anyone else, they have the access to immediate fresh food and they have more cancer than anyone else. And no one thinks that's weird.
Right.
Couldn't possibly be to do with the pesticides. And so instead, what they came out with in the MAHA Commission report we've all been waiting for, the only suggestion in this leak is that Americans need an education program so that they can better understand how good and safe pesticides are for us. We're just too dumb to understand it, everybody. We're just too stupid.
You don't understand why it's good that the frogs are turning gay.
I'm going to give you a pro tip. If an industry needs immunity, they're doing something wrong.
Right.
There's never been any industry that needed immunity in history that didn't need to protect themselves from lawsuits.
Right. It's vaccines, pesticide companies.
That's pretty much it.
No, private equity now.
Yeah.
Now
you can't sue
private equity.
You can't sue your 401k manager anymore. Immunity done. There's never been an industry that needed immunity. And I want to be clear. We are nothing that's happening here in anything that's going on is free market. We're supposed to be a free market capitalist society. And if we were, I would support that.
Absolutely.
We are a crony captured capitalist society, okay? And what we are is a company or a country that gives capitalist penalties to the citizens. Mm-hmm. We suffer under capitalism effects while we give socialist bailouts to corporations.
Yep.
Okay, that's what we do.
And grant them monopolies.
Every American suffers the negative effects, the downside of our crony capitalist society, and all of our corporations get bailed out. Yep. That is socialism. For corporations, okay? And when you think about that and you recognize that if you give immunity, bad conduct doesn't come out in court. We can't create boycotts. That is not capitalism. Capitalism requires transparency.
Yep.
When you hide things in the secret arbitrations, we've talked about secret arbitration courts, like I've been fighting with the private equity firm I'm fighting.
Yep.
When you do that, that is not transparency. The American public cannot see evil corporations doing evil deeds, and Americans cannot get justice. And that is not capitalism.
Yeah.
We are in a captured society right now. And 100%. None of our politicians are going to speak up because they're being paid not to.
And all of the big industries have systematically been consolidated over the last little while. I remember when I first started working in InfoWars, it happened right. So it must have been 7 years ago, around 2017. All these big companies, it was like Dow, Monsanto. I can't even remember all of them, but it was like there were like 10 big companies and they all became two big companies. And it was all these ChemAg companies.
And all of those companies are owned by the same four companies.
Exactly.
And they all have the same shareholders and it's all very incestuous. And people say, like, why aren't we breaking them up? Like, we have laws. We're supposed to break them up. Yeah, we are supposed to break them up. I'm really disappointed in Trump and what he's done at the FTC. Incredibly disappointed.
And this was always my pitch. You know, the false dichotomy now is between what they call, you know, unrestricted capitalism, which, as you point out, has nothing to do with capitalism. It's completely monopolistic, crony capitalism, does not count as capitalism. But the false dichotomy is either let the companies do whatever they want, or you have socialism and, you know, community ownership of the means of production. And it's like, what about the American way? What about the American government steps in, uses the collective power of the people to stop corporations taking advantage of them? It's what we've done since Teddy Roosevelt and before.
Yep.
There's nothing out of, the American character when it comes to holding corporations to task. But for some reason, the right wing worships at the feet of corporations still to this day, even though, you know, I would think we would have realized what was going on a decade ago by now. But people still fall into that false dichotomy where they think if you want the government to do anything on behalf of the American people, it's socialism and you have to reject it. There's an American way to do this.
But we're fine with giving socialism to corporations. That is what we're doing. That is what we're doing with our private equity bailout with our retirement funds right now. That is socialism to corporations. There is a reason that for almost a decade they've been lobbying to get this access. And I'm sorry, I don't know any company, any industry that's ever lobbied for something that the American people never lobbied for that was good for the American people.
Right.
Okay, but we're all just, what, too dumb to understand how good it is for us? Billionaires love to share their wealth with us because that happens all the time. No, they don't share their wealth. What they're doing is socializing the risk of the downfall of their industry.
Right.
And over the next decade, that's what's going to happen, is we're going to bear the risk and they're going to get out clean.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I was talking about this earlier this week because I just, like, I was trying to put myself in the mindset of the normie. Like, if I didn't know any of this, it's like, how, what can you say to people to, like, wake them up to the real threat that we're under? Because there's this weird condition in humans where it's like, if it hasn't happened yet, they're like, bah, whatever, you're just making things up, right? If you're like, hey, they're gonna try to make us eat bugs, they're like, what are you talking about? You're all never eat
they
bugs.
Do that
crazy.
Now.
And then, yeah, and then you go, hey, look, there's bugs, you know, this ingredient, that this is a bug. And they go, oh, well, there's bugs in the food. What are you gonna do about it?
So carmine, like, color.
So
yep.
Before it happens, it's a crazy conspiracy theory. And then when it happens, well, it's just the way it is. I guess we just gotta go along with it. So it's like, okay, they have a plan for the world. BlackRock, the renters society. I mean, what is the phrase we need to use to capture people's minds? Cause that's what it feels like. We just don't have the right word to break through the NPC firewall to go, this is crazy what they're trying to reshape humanity into, and you shouldn't be for it, and you have to fight back against it.
For anyone that doesn't believe we're being conditioned and prepared to be a renter society. Did you see what happened at Volkswagen this week? I think it was Volkswagen.
Oh, is this limit the torque,
you
the horsepower
buy
in your car?
You buy your electric car.
Crazy.
And your car is pre-made to have high horsepower. But if you want to access that horsepower, you have to rent it from them monthly.
And they've seeded
this
in.
After you've paid the car off.
Yep.
You cannot use your own horsepower in the car you've bought. And I think BMW or another company is testing it with heated seats.
That's what I know,
the car is made with heated seats, but if you want it, you will also pay a fee. There was recently a bassinet that came out. There, I think it might be like a Nest bassinet. There's a bassinet that came out. It was like $1,500 or $1,800. Very expensive. And then suddenly, after you owning it for 8 months, they turn on a subscription and your bassinet for your baby will no longer work unless you pay a subscription fee every month.
I've seen the same thing with a printer. You can have the printer, you have the ink, but you have to pay a monthly subscription to use your own product.
Anybody that doesn't recognize that they are buying up entire communities of new homes and then saying we have a housing crisis. We don't have a housing crisis. We have a corporations in housing crisis.
Yep.
Okay. Everybody can say, oh, we don't have enough houses. We don't have enough houses that Americans can afford because corporations are artificially inflating the price through all kinds of the same monopoly money tactics we just talked about.
Yep.
Okay. A corporation, let's say Blackstone could buy because they are the largest holder of single family homes in the world.
Right.
They also own all of the college dorms now, which is why college, another contributor to colleges being out of control. All the dorms at college are now owned by Blackstone as well. They buy a whole housing, like a 500 house division. And they're going to get those at a huge discount because they only make five models and they buy everything in bulk. We might have had to pay $500,000 for it. They're getting them at $300,000.
Right.
Okay. So they buy 500 houses at $300,000. Okay. They put them all in a portfolio. They could flip that through a secondaries market, but even better, they could hold those houses for a year. Don't let anyone move in. Keep it looking like a construction zone. Okay. And then a year later, they sell three of those houses that they bought for $300,000 to themselves in another fund for $700,000.
And they've just,
and that creates three comps in the neighborhood. They do one of each of the models. Okay. And now the entire neighborhood, each house is valued at $700,000. And then they're going to turn them into obscene rentals. And simultaneously, they're going to have a double and a half value on that portfolio to borrow against.
Right.
And every American in that community was just priced out of everything around that community.
Oh, they're so smart. Aren't they just so smart
the
way they do this?
They're so
disgusting. They're so just clever the way they do this.
So clever,
isn't it?
And you know what's clever is that they've controlled our politicians so that they don't pass laws that make meaningful change.
Right.
A lot of people say, oh, it's the bureaucracy. I was actually told this the other day. I was in a debate and somebody said, it's the bureaucracy. It's the bloated bureaucracy is why we have problems. We can't vote out. They told me we cannot vote out incumbents. We have to rein in the bureaucracy. I said, first of all, Chevron is gone.
Right.
And second of all, the only reason the bureaucracy has any power at all is because politicians on both sides are paid by corporations to make laws that are so lazy that don't actually define what the American people need. And then the bureaucracies get control because they have not defined what the law is supposed to do.
Right.
If you actually use specificity, single item bills, right? If we actually did what we need to do, they could say, like, because the loopholes get created and bureaucracy gets involved. Let's say they passed a law. No corporation can own more than 10 homes. And that's how they leave it.
Right.
Just no corporation can own more than 10 homes. Well, then BlackRock would create 1,000 LLCs and each one would buy 10 homes.
Right.
No corporation owned by any parent corporation or shell corporation can own 10 homes. How about no corporations aside from nonprofits can acquire anything? Because we need halfway houses. We need nuns to live places. We need some things, right? But like, you could be specific and write a good law. We have more lawyers per capita in Congress
right.
than we have in any other profession aside from lawyers in the world.
Right.
We could write a good law. We just get paid not to.
Yeah. And again, I mean, everything you're talking about with the neighborhood, but to me, it just goes down to the personal level of weight. So in the future they want for me, I'm going to pay the same amount that I pay for a mortgage, only at the end of 20 years, instead of owning a house, I'll own
own more rent.
I'll own
higher rent, and you'll be priced out of it, and you'll end up what? Homeless, destitute in your retirement?
Yeah. So
if you ever get there?
So like who would, and so, and again, you know, the point to understand is they're not asking us. They're not, they're not pitching this and going, you know, right now you pay $1,000 a month for a mortgage and 20 years you own your house. What if instead you pay us $1,000 and then you own nothing and we always own it and we can let the cops in whenever they want and we don't have to adhere to the Fourth Amendment or any, you know, restrictions in that regard. They don't need a warrant because we actually own it and we have a key to your house.
I mean,
so
don't worry. Palantir is going to tell them what's going on.
Yeah, we're
good.
Yeah, there's that on top of all of it. But it's like if they had to make or you have to stop eating steak, you have to eat bugs and plastic. It's like nobody would go for it. So they're not asking you. They're doing it. They're just buying up the houses. They're just, outbidding you by $100,000 in cash.
As fast as they can.
So we have to stop them. You cannot just go, nobody wants this, so it's not going to happen. No, it's happening. You have to step up, stop it, be an interference for them.
Let's talk about a solution. There are 18 states in the United States that are referendum states where any American that lives there can go out, write a bill, and get a bunch of friends together and go collect 10,000 signatures. That's the average.
Right?
10,000 signatures and get it on the ballot. Now, they'll come for you hard.
Right.
It's going to take movements. But you just circumvent your politicians. Go. State of Nevada, I'm looking at you. Go write a referendum bill and say that these corporations can't buy your houses anymore. Make them divest.
And hell, even
get rid of them.
Even if your law doesn't pass, make enough noise that they have to actually talk about it. Because that the way they get away with it is nobody ever asks them to justify their decisions. They just make the decisions and they just get it implemented. If you can create attention about it and get them to answer questions about what they're doing, everybody's going to see what they're doing and no one's going to stand for it.
Yep.
I wish we had 10 more hours. Tiffany, TiffanyCiancy.com, The Vino Mom, incredible stuff. Follow her on TikTok. Stay up to date. Get active. Thank you so much for being with us, Tiffany.
Thanks for having me.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.